right, good evening. Welcome to another edition of Thumb Sports Line on WMIC AM 660. That's going to power off here very soon. Also, WMIC 95.3 FM is streaming online at StanLakeBroadcasting.com. Click the Listen Live link. The Stormpocalypse kind of was here and there. Frozen temperatures. Windshield is very cold right now. So cold that my windshield wipers are still frozen to the glass. Can't break through. I did break one wiper, though, so I'm going to have to stop and get some new ones at the Napa Auto Parts stores probably tomorrow. So that's been destroyed. So be careful out in the roads. There's still some slick conditions, especially in the back roads of all the potholes on this National Pothole Day. And we had a whole pothole of canceled games on Friday, so an incomplete week of high school basketball and sports due to that snowpocalypse, cold winter, wind chill, still freezing, which I think it should be still in effect right now. So cold, about as cold as the Lions offense, but hey, 3 points in the second half, that's all you need to win by 1 point for the Detroit Lions to win. Yeah, we're going to talk about the Lions a little bit, being that they got the first playoff victory since 1991, a win. I got a little quiz trivia here as Mike Gallagher tries to figure out how to use headphones here, I think. He's wearing his lucky Detroit Tigers hat.
You got new headphones, Eddie, and I don't like them.
I know. Those are different. Those are the sports ones.
They're on the wrong side.
Were they?
Yeah.
That's the new one. That's the lefty side.
Yeah, I'm very sensitive to this,
see,
Eddie.
When I turn to the side, now I can see Cliff instead of the microphone on my eye.
That's what you want?
I'm bat blind now.
Oh, you know? Okay, I see.
My sonar and my ears don't work as well as the current bats that live here in this building.
Okay. Well, just for you, Eddie, I'll deal with the headphone for now.
Hey, how about those Lions, man?
That was fun. That was a lot of fun.
That's crazy. Yeah. So, do you know who the last quarterback that won a playoff game for the Lions?
Wow, that's a good question.
I mentioned it this morning, too.
Oh, man. And I usually listen every morning.
No, you don't.
No, I don't.
You're sleeping. You're sleeping for a long night of covering sports.
Yeah. Jeez. Let me...
This didn't show up in a thread anywhere for this last quarterback?
No, I guess nobody was listening this morning.
Well, like on a thread, you know, the Facebook threads. Nobody had the trivia, no?
Was it...
Did it bring
up?
You're going to be close here.
Jeez, I'm going to get exposed. Is it Eric Hipple?
No, but he was pretty cool, though.
He was cool, yeah.
Yeah.
Met him a couple years ago.
He was a blue-collar guy. Yeah. He was on some of the hapless Lions.
Yeah. He was probably a little bit before.
You're really close, though.
Oh, okay.
You said Eric.
Eric Kramer.
There you go.
Okay.
There you go. I can't believe you don't know who he is, because were you even born back in 91?
No, I wasn't. I was born in 1994. Yep.
You're a 90s kid?
Yep.
So you came
out. How old did you think I was?
I don't know. Well, I just, maybe it's because I'm a kid at heart.
Yeah, that must be it. Yeah.
You came out listening to Nirvana.
Yeah, that's the first
album.
Thing I remember is Nirvana.
Second album, the second album.
Yep.
So unless mom listening to it, she Nirvana?
No, she was not. No.
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 Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah, so that Lions game was on 97.7 last night. It was a late game. Stayed up watching it, plus all the post game, Ballyhoo with Scott Van Pelt. There's an NFL game going on right now as we speak.
Yeah, the pictures from that game are pretty wild with all the snow and stuff.
Yeah. Bring it up here on my YouTube. Scene,
yeah.
So, because NBC was smart not to show that Miami and Kansas City game. I forget because nobody watched it because it's on Peacock.
Yeah, I don't have Peacock, and I'm not too upset that I missed that one. I don't think I really missed anything.
Yeah, so playoffs. There's a lot of great playoff games that got underway, and hey, I mean, it's kind of joyous for the Lions to win, and I felt that we were going to pull it off. However, not happy only scoring 3 points in the second half.
Yeah, I mean, you do what you got to do to win, but yeah, I was pretty nervous in that fourth quarter.
And it was like a reminiscence, oh no, Matt Stafford's hurt, everybody's cheering. No, that's when he plays the best.
Right, yeah.
He starts throwing bombs.
He hurt for 12 years in Detroit, yeah.
So, yeah, he'll throw bombs down there. So they're either going to take on Tampa Bay or Philadelphia. We'll find out after Monday Night Football
tonight. It doesn't matter who they're going to play, they're going to advance.
Yes.
How about that?
Well, they're going to have a home game.
Yeah.
So that's what's
So they're
really
going to
cool.
win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So very cool. Dan Miller, the announcer, made another point. He goes, everybody keeps talking about Stafford. Let's talk about Jared Goff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's stop talking about, Matt
Stafford. He's our guy now.
Jared Goff is our quarterback. So, Well, so, you know, they had great storylines and all that.
So 97.7 is a Lions affiliate, correct?
Yes.
What do we got to do to get press passes
next
week?
Well, actually, I was just looking through your Facebooks to find a decent pitcher. You have to send pitchers now.
Oh, okay.
Just like the MHSAA. So I'm scrambling here. I can't find a decent pitcher myself. I can, but
well,
that's how I'm currently right now.
If we have to send in pictures, then we're going to get rejected.
Well, I had to find the website. I hadn't applied since 2020.
Okay.
You know, the year they tanked, yeah. You know, so.
So admittedly, we're bandwagon. We're applying 4 years after you've applied the last time, but...
Something like that.
Okay.
Well, I went to one game. That was exciting, and now I'm scrambling. I don't know what the deadline is. It probably already passed.
It probably already passed, yeah.
But I figured maybe by Tuesday, so I'm going to try. Usually we get rejected, so...
Right.
But I found the website to upload the pictures.
Okay.
Yeah, they never had to put up pictures. Maybe that's more a security thing they're doing now, so...
Can we upload somebody else's picture? Maybe that'll help our case.
I put Aaron Andrews' picture in there and then say it's Eddie Fury. Sure, come on in.
Yeah, yeah.
So, that'd be sexist or anything. By the way, Martin Luther King Jr. Day today.
Yep.
I Have a Dream, so I played that this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some basketball games going on tonight. However, you know, I kind of forgot about the poll because it's an incomplete week.
Yeah. Well,
you know, a really incomplete week.
Yeah.
How can you make a poll when, you know, some of the teams only had one game that week? That would be on a Friday night. It's incomplete.
Right. We did have a couple teams that didn't play at all last week. And it's like, you know, what do you do with those teams? But I think our polls turned out pretty well. We'll take a look at those.
I didn't get to vote this week. I was shoveling snow, helping the elderly.
Yeah.
So,
you know. Oh, that was nice of you.
Yeah, it was. You know, involved with the Port Sanic Lions Club, help the elderly, the old neighbors next door. Fall my butt, hurt my back in the ice.
Mm-hmm.
So, how are your windshield wipers?
How are my windshield wipers?
Are they stuck to the window?
They were, yeah. No, but I was able to take care of that, yeah.
So, yeah, but there we go. So, yeah, pretty much I just updated all the games from Friday night. Everything was canceled in our coverage area. All the BWAC, all the Greater Thumb Conference games on Friday night were canceled, including the hockey game. I said, what? It's the perfect weather for it.
Yeah.
Why would you cancel a hockey game?
Yeah, but that's...
Go play outside.
The travel for that game would have been pretty tough. They were playing mid-Michigan Raptors, so that's, you know, a couple hours away. So,
Were you satisfied with the storm, or was it underwhelming?
I was satisfied, yeah.
Okay.
I was maybe a little overwhelmed by it, you know.
You were?
Oh,
some parts
definitely.
Of the area?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe I was just because I was snug at home. And
because
I worked from home on Friday due to the games we had on Wednesday and Thursday.
You didn't get out and do any driving Friday night?
No.
No.
No, I just braced for it. I prepared, you know.
Yeah.
Had the wood, had the water, the extra
stocked
eggs.
Stocked up on toilet paper.
Yes. Mrs. Fury brought some more.
Picked
home.
Up a couple
I said,
of
I got
Santa Lake County news.
She goes, I live with Eddie Fury. So I had brought an extra package for you.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And as I was walking, because I fell asleep past my alarm, because it said 4:45 a.m., not 4:45 p.m., I'm scrambling to get down here today.
Oh, this morning?
No, right now.
Oh, right now.
I practically walked in right after you.
Oh, you took a little nap then?
I did. I always try to. You know, power nap?
Yeah.
And I was watching Pat McAfee, you know, so I was like, okay. And then, but I woke up and make sure I set the alarm, but it says 4:45 a.m., so.
Okay.
You know, this is what a cross-eyed thing.
Yeah,
And here I am. I get up. I'm scrambling. Mrs. Fraser's looking at me. What's going on? He goes, why don't you wake me up? She goes, shook her head.
Like you're a
not
child.
Not my business.
Yeah, come on.
Take
Baby
care of your
Fury.
Own business. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
you're a grown man, Eddie.
So those are my rants. Any rants for you other than the fact?
I don't know. It was a pretty good week. You know, we got Michigan winning the national title. We got Lions winning the playoff game.
We covered that last week, right? Yeah.
That was last Monday.
Last Monday.
After the show.
Right. Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Because it was almost in progress, but it wasn't.
Yep.
It didn't start till after 8, so.
Right.
Yeah, so very cool for our Michigan Wolverines to win that. J.J. McCarthy allegedly announces intentions to go to the NFL. I don't think he's ready yet, but.
No, not allegedly. No, he did announce, yes, he will be going to the NFL.
Well, he'll be a great wide receiver, so we'll leave it at that. He's not going to be a quarterback.
Well, they can send him to the Bears or something.
Send him to New Orleans. They always use wide receivers / tight ends as quarterbacks.
Yeah, it'd be so. Taysom Hill.
Yeah. Far as we know, it's been a week. Haven't heard any news about Harbaugh leaving or staying, too. So, bye, Erica.
Bye.
Yep.
Bye, Erica.
So, yeah, no news on that. And then we're waiting for Jerry Jones to fire Mike McCarthy or not,
yep.
Which is stupid because any team's going to swoop right and say, sure, we'll take him.
Yeah, so. that was pretty embarrassing last night.
That was
not
awesome.
For me. I enjoyed watching it. Yeah, that was great.
Awesome.
The only problem was I was rooting for the Packers, and that's like the second worst thing compared to vote for for the Cowboys.
Yeah, so, all right. So, there we go. So, football continues for the NFL. We're going to dive into high school sports after this break. It's really not much to talk about what happened because a lot of things were canceled from the intended Saturday and Friday coverage. What would you
We had a full week, you know.
And there's some games going on tonight. Some of the makeup games are going on right now as we speak. About two.
Okay.
Yeah, so I was going through my list. I'm still bringing up my typing up the list for the week, put on the website.
I was looking for that all day today.
Sorry.
Well, I got to figure out where I'm going to go this week.
I got the boys done.
Okay.
And I will mark it on the girls now. So.
Okay.
A lot to cover there. So.
Can't wait.
All right. So anything else on your mind before I go to a commercial break here and we start diving in?
I don't think so. No.
All right. We'll be right back here. This is Sportsline, folks, on WMIC 95.3 FM. It is dark now, so we'll be on 95.3 FM and streaming online at standupbroadcasting.com. We'll be right back.
Denny King, the King of Cars here at Moore Motors, Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Caro. Most of you probably didn't know that our captain, our coach, and our owner, Mr. Brad Moore, is an alumni of U of M. And we bleed maize and blue here in Caro at Moore Motors. In celebration of this amazing accomplishment, we welcome all of our customers who are U of M fans to stop by for a coffee and talk some football. And while you're here, let's kick the new year off with a newer used vehicle. Until the end of January, Moore Motors will pay the upcharge for all our Wolverine fans to get the Maize and Blue Water Winter Wonderland license plate on any vehicle purchased by the end of the month. Denny the King of Cars, Brad Moore and Moore Motors, Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram invite you to help us chant. Hail to the victors valiant, hail to the conquering heroes, hail, hail to Michigan, the champions of the West. Go Wolverines! Go Wolverines!
What does better internet mean to you? Is it faster speeds, an affordable price, overall reliability, or quality customer service?
There's a reason Agri Valley Services is the better choice for internet, and it's because we stand behind our service. We have faster speeds than ever before, and our prices are affordable with no gimmicks or hidden fees. We pride ourselves on our reliability, and our friendly customer service team is there to help when needed.
For the past 25 years, Agri Valley Services has simply done it better. We treat our customers like neighbors because we're local. Plus, our selection of plans are designed to meet the demands of today's internet users. Whether you're a family or a business, located in town or out in the country.
So what are you waiting for? Make the switch to Agri Valley Services and get better internet. Call the sales team today at 888-282-4932 or go to agrivalleyservices.com.
AVS now proudly offers fiber internet in the Village of Ubley. Call our sales team at 888-282-4932 for affordable plans and pricing.
Shoot on into Croslex Laundry and Tanning, located at 37 Ward Street in Croswell. Feel free to throw your clothes into one of our high-efficiency washers or super hot dryers. Like our 60-pound washer, which takes 24 quarters but washes 6 loads in a short amount of time. You'll feel like you made a slam dunk when you turn your laundry day into laundry hour. Good luck, area teams from Croslex Laundry and Tanning, right next to the railroad tracks in Croswell. Open 7 days a week. Monday through Friday, 7 till 7, Saturday and Sunday from 7 to 6. Stop in and Eric, Bonnie, and Darlene will be happy to assist you.
Tri-County Equipment, we got it all.
Farmers, right now, you're not in the field. It's the perfect time to take advantage of Tri-County Equipment's off-season service and inspection program. This program includes inspections for square and round balers, combines, utility tractors, row crop tractors, and four-wheel drive tractors. The John Deere specialist at Tri-County Equipment will come right to your farm and do on-site inspections. Call or stop in at your nearest Tri-County Equipment location for complete information. Tri-County Equipment, your locally owned John Deere dealer, with 11 locations serving Michigan farmers in Sandusky, Marlette, Bad Axe, Carroll, Burton, Lapeer, Fenton, Reese, Saginaw, Birch Run, and Auburn Hills. Visit them on the website at tricountyequipment.net and like them on Facebook.
Tri-County Equipment, we got it all.
Liberty Lanes in Sandusky salutes the area high school athletes for their athletic and academic accomplishments and wishes them the best. On your way to or from the game or anytime is a great time to stop at Liberty Lanes for a pizza or one of their tasty entrees. Enjoy the Friday fish specials, steak and prime rib on Saturday. Banquet facilities are available, and you can always place an order to go. 810-648-9860. 648-9860 for Liberty Lanes, West Park, Sandusky.
Happy hour!
A long work week leads you to Friday Happy Hour on WMIC AM 660 and 95.3 FM. Friday evenings, 5:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. The Friday Happy Hour show featuring Sean and Adam, where they talk sports, music, beer, food, current events, and whatever they want to talk about. From the Salas State Studios in downtown Lapeer, it's Friday Happy Hour with Sean and Adam. Listen on Fridays, 5:30 to 7 p.m. on WMIC AM 660, 95.3 FM, and stream it online at SanLakeBroadcasting.com. Click the Listen Live link.
Forward down the field, a charging team that will not yield. And win the blue and silver wave. Stand and cheer the brave. Rah, rah, rah! Go hard, win the game. With honor, you will keep your fame. Down the field and gang, a Lions victory. Go Lions!
That was a nice
scary,
one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that scared me right there at the end. Field gridiron spikes with the Detroit
Lions. For those of you not in the studio, that actually made Eddie jump.
It did. It made me jump higher than the bat.
The Lions are scary.
Them.
Yeah.
I mean, I put promo at the end of the promos I make.
Yeah.
I add that. Well, that one's kind of creepy.
Yeah, that was
snuck
a good
up
one.
On me.
Yeah.
Yeah, it made me jump like there was a bat or a mouse here in the studio or something.
Yeah.
All right, that was the theme song for the Lions.
Terrible fight song, but it's our fight song.
I like it.
Yeah, I like it when they score and we get to hear it, but it's not a good fight song.
Like, it's kind of, it's so campy.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
All right, so let's get to our back to high school camp here. Let's talk about high school basketball now.
Segue.
Yeah, no hockey game to talk about because that has been rescheduled for the 26th or 25th.
Okay.
I think. I was asking you, but
I was going to let you handle that one.
I will look it up. By the way, the Thumb Area Legion does have a Facebook page,
mm-hmm.
and you can stay up to date on, you know, they'll make posts about, you know, what's going on. That's how I found out it was canceled.
Mm-hmm.
So go to the Thumb Area Legion Hockey Facebook page. This is the, it is January 26th. I was right.
Okay.
So, you know, they canceled that game due to the high probability of hazardous travel on Friday, of course.
That was a good call.
It was. It ended up being a good call because that weather that came blitzing through, you know, ended up making it very cold and slippery out there.
Yeah.
So.
You know, all afternoon it was kind of one of those things where it's like, oh, man, the storm isn't going to come. And, you know, you're kind of disappointed that everything got canceled.
Yeah.
And then about 4:30, it was like, okay, no, this is a good call.
I was actually going to go out and go just see another game close by just for the heck of it because I want to start scouting some of these teams, you know.
Oh,
so.
Okay. Coach Fury.
And no, and you know, then it, you know, it just didn't come to be. So,
yeah.
All right, so that was canceled, and let's talk about. We got about 8 minutes here about the Blue Water Area Conference. You want to start with that? Who do you want to start with?
I want to start with our game of the week. Well, your game of the week.
Oh, my
is.
Game of the week.
Yeah.
I had two of them.
Well, okay. Well, let's start with Sandusky Yellow. You can talk about that one, but I want to talk about Sandusky Marlette.
Sandusky,
that was a game, man,
for boys basketball, right?
Yeah.
Want me to start off with that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, well, the game of the week on Wednesday was the Sandusky boys basketball team, the Sandusky Wolves, hosting the Ubley Bearcats. Ubley Bearcats in a little bit of a free fall right now. I think they have three or four straight losses at this point. I will check to be confirmed here. But it was a good win for Sandusky. Ubley did try to come back. But their starting five for the Sandusky Wolves basketball team, pretty impressive. I'm more impressed about their freshmen.
Mm-hmm.
Jack Betts.
Yeah.
And you can bet on this.
He's a lot of fun to watch.
He is a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah.
And I think he's kind of holding back a little bit, maybe.
Okay.
I mean, he's playing AAU basketball.
Mm-hmm.
He did that. He's obviously surrounded and coached by Paul and Uncle. And, of course, John Beowulf handling duties there at the Sandusky Wolves boys basketball team in his first season. He came over from Armada.
Yep.
Had pretty good success there. And his style is different too. I mean, this is, he's coming from the BWAC.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's girls or boys over there, it's still highly competitive.
Absolutely.
When you get to that point. So Sandusky was kind of learning his style, and from what I saw so far in this game, they did it pretty good against the Ubley Bearcats in that game. Sandusky, by the way, that was Ubley's three straight losses in league play. They had Harbor Beach, Sandusky, and Brown City. So
no, K-Pac.
Well, I have Ubley right here. Oh, that's girls. Okay, sorry.
Eddie.
Yes, K-Pac. That's right. They played K-Pac, and they lost to K-Pac.
Yep.
And Sandusky turned around and beat K-Pac.
Mm-hmm.
And then this week, you know, they beat Ubley also. They were supposed to play Marlette Friday night. That was canceled.
Okay.
For Sandusky boys. But
yes.
Really impressed.
Yes.
But they didn't lean on just one player.
No.
All these players can shoot. Mm-hmm. You got a good starting five that can shoot the basket. It's kind of like a Golden State team.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and you mentioned the kind of balanced scoring attack. Jack Betts had 16, Tyler Bush with 12, and Braden Bender with 10. When you got three guys in double figures, that's a good recipe for success. And you mentioned Jack Betts. When they started the season, he was a fifth quarter player. He started the year on JV.
That's right.
And, you know, he kind of forced his way into the starting lineup for Sandusky. Played a couple of games where, you know, he'd split his time with JV and varsity, but, you know, he's so good, you know, you can't just leave him on JV. And John Beowulf, he's really high on him. He has high expectations for him, and he's a player that's going to get better and better. And same thing with this Sandusky team, because as you mentioned, Beowulf is in his first year. They had a pretty decent start to the season. The setback to Harbor Beach is tough, but guess what? Everyone's losing to Harbor Beach. So,
yeah,
you know that not a bad loss. And right now, you're Sandusky. You're sitting at 2-1 in the East. You're in a tie for second place with Brown City. You have Brown City, or you're at Brown City on Wednesday night. That could be a huge statement win, because you're going to have to keep plugging away and, you know, prepare yourself for that rematch with Harbor Beach, because right now it's, you want to control your own destiny in that situation, because you don't want to count on somebody else to beat Harbor Beach with the way that they're playing right now.
Yeah, they'll have that rematch with Harbor Beach in the same month here. Within the same month. They'll be playing on the 26th at Sandusky, this time on their home court.
That's a nice advantage.
Yeah.
It's an old cliche, and it proves true every year, but it's hard to win in Harbor Beach.
Yeah, they played Harbor Beach and they played Yale. Two really tough teams in our thumb are beginning
probably
to find
two
out.
Of the best teams in the thumb right now. Well, if you consider Yale the thumb.
Yeah, and that was early in December when they played Yale. That was their fourth game of the season for Sandusky boys basketball team. And that's how when they started the season, first four games, they only had one win, and that was overtime against Bad Axe, and that was at Bad Axe. And then it went on the road at Yale for that loss, but then they rattled off 1-2-3 straight wins over Vassar, Unionville, Sebring, and Dakarville. And that was on the holiday.
Mm-hmm.
Then they come back from the holiday. You know, you're kind of like holiday haggard, you know, coming off from the
break.
It was quite
a break, quite an extended break. But, yeah, you look at their losses. Yale, not a bad loss. Yeah. Harbor Beach, not a bad loss. Cass City, undefeated. And that was a season opener. So, you know, no shame in losing that one. And then Carroll's proven to be a pretty good team this year.
Cass City's in our top number one.
They are number
basketball
one
team right now.
They're our only undefeated team at this moment for boys basketball, at least.
So, and then after that loss to Harbor Beach, they rattled off the win over K-Pac, who beat Ubley, and then Sandusky hosting Ubley. They got that win 44-33. I think they managed really well on the free throw shooting. Not bad. Could be a lot better. I know that for Sandusky.
Well, and that win over K-Pac is starting to look better and better, because K-Pac, they've proven to be a really good team in the East this year. Maybe not resulting in a lot of wins, but they took Harbor Beach right to the end there, 5-point loss. But yeah, I'm excited to see what the Sandusky basketball team does, because I think they're just going to keep getting better and better.
That's the key. That's the key that John Beowulf said. Coach Beowulf said the key is just try to get better each game here. And then when we met up with Harbor Beach, you know, we got to win these league games, obviously. You know, Brown City's not going to be easy.
Well, and that was going to be my next point, because
is that a trap game there?
The exact same thing could be said about Brown City.
Yeah.
This is a team that is proven that they're getting better and better. They started the year, you know, and we'll get into Brown City a little bit more later, but they started the year 1-4. They've been 4-1 in their last five. So This is a big matchup on Wednesday night between Brown City and Sandusky, you know, because...
And it's at Brown City.
That's at Brown City. Yeah. Tough place to play.
Yeah. All right, so Sandusky has Brown City this week, Memphis on Friday night. Obelie, like I said, the free fall right now continues. Three straight losses to KPEC, Harbor Beach, and Sandusky. They were supposed to play Brown City on Friday, canceled. They'll have Marlette on Wednesday. That's going to be not going to be an easy game.
No, that's another big one.
That's all they have, but I think they might have a makeup also.
Okay.
We're going to talk more about the Greater Thumb Conference. I know I got all hot in the lines there, but we'll be right back with Sportsline 6 o'clock hour.
Keep your radio locked right here on the Thumb's information station, 660 WMIC AM Sandusky and 95.3 FM, W237 EQ Sandusky.
This is Christian from the AVS Tech Team. Is your business too small to have an in-house tech support person but too complex to manage it yourself? Perhaps your home IT person is your neighbor's teenage kid. If you answered yes to either of these, then the AVS Tech Team is here to help. We're a group of certified experts who can get your tech on track. The first step is to give us a call at 888-282-4943 or visit one of our three locations, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky, for a free consultation. We'll help you determine the next steps for fixing your technology woes in a cost-efficient way. We can also come to you for problems that are too big to carry in the store. There's no reason to put up with touchy technology when you have our tech team on your side. Reach out today and see how we can help. 888-282-4943 or visit our website at avstechteam.com.
All right, that is the Hoosiers theme music. Really diving into basketball as we come near the end of the football season for NFL. But this is high school sports. We left off with the Sandusky Wolves boys basketball team with their win over Obelie. Want to leave off here. That's a good win. That's very a very good win to put you in prime position right now in the standings you were mentioning at the end there of our segment on Sandusky. I got to turn down my YouTube TV here because of the Bills game. Okay,
you were watching the game?
I was.
Okay.
During the break. Nice. In first place, as you mentioned, Harbor Beach 4-0. They're 9-2 overall. And Sandusky 2-1 now. So they're right there.
Mm-hmm.
Got to keep winning until that rematch on the 26th against Harbor Beach. That's probably going to be our likely game of the week, possibly.
Nice.
Brown City is 2-1. Again, that's a team you just can't look past, especially if you're a Sandusky this week. Marlette, who Sandusky didn't have, they're 1-1. KPEC 1-2. Obelie 1-3. Such unfamiliar ground there for Obelie to be 1-3 at this point, isn't it?
Well, and the thing is, like, you can't even fault them because,
yeah,
and it's both the boys and the girls this year. The Greater Thumb East is very competitive. There's a lot of parity. Obviously, you got Harbor Beach, you know, right at
there.
The top,
yeah.
And, you know, they've got some signature wins, but really top to bottom, you know, just great teams. And on the boys' side, and, you know, this is no disrespect to KPEC or Memphis, but usually, you know, they're kind of the bottom dwellers. KPEC's been really competitive this year.
Yes, they have.
And then on the girls' side, Memphis has been pretty good. So there's no guaranteed wins or losses really in the East this year. So you really have to take things one game at a time. And, you know, I've been talking to these coaches, and they've all said the same thing.
We don't know for sure.
We got to take it one game at a time.
Yeah.
You know, that's all we can do because anybody can beat anybody in the East this year, I think.
Yeah.
You know?
At this point, we'll see if they can get better from, you know, most of these teams. I've already played Harbor Beach once already. In fact, I will check that right now and what Harbor Beach has done. By the way, Memphis is 0-3, 1-9 for boys basketball at this point.
They're kind of going through it, but, you know.
So
someone has to be at the bottom.
Harbor Beach, they have Memphis on Wednesday, and then they'll have Marlette at Marlette.
Okay.
They'll be on a Friday night game. Then Harbor Beach has Brown City. They beat Harbor Beach the first time, but it was 62-50. So not bad there.
Mm-hmm.
Their second meeting with Brown City, that will be a home game at Harbor Beach. That's, you know, next week. And then, again, the rematch at Sandusky. That'll be at Sandusky's floor. And then, again, they'll start over again with Obelie KPEC. And then some cross-conference games against Bad Axe and Cass City. Look at that one, man.
That's a good one.
That's
yeah.
a meaty
yeah.
one there.
Yeah.
And then they have Deckerville and Memphis and Marlette to end the season.
Okay.
In league play. So, you know, that could come into play there. Yeah, mm-hmm. Final game for Harbor Beach there. Their losses, I know we mentioned it last week. We want to remind people, losses to two of the top BWAC teams, particularly in the top right now, is the Yale Bulldogs, still undefeated in league play, and Croswell Lexington. That was early December. You know, you're trying to figure out your game.
Great game, too. Great game.
So, yeah, that was a 52-47 loss. That's, you know, so that's where Harbor Beach is at right now. Some other games on tap this week we like to mention in the Greater Thumb Conference. Marlette is at KPAC. That is supposed to be tonight. That is a makeup day, I think, or was it already originally scheduled?
I believe that was a rescheduled game.
Okay. Yeah. So that is going on tonight. That'll be Marlette at KPAC. That is going on tonight at KPAC. And then Marlette has Ubley, and then the 19th against Harbor Beach. That's a gauntlet there for Marlette. It's three games in a week.
It's a big stretch because right now Marlette's at, what, 1-2 in the East or 1-1?
Marlette right now is 1-1, and they are 4-6 overall.
Okay, so this is your opportunity. You know, either you can get to 3-1, 4-1, or you drop a couple of games, and then you're out of the race. Yeah. I do think this year, well, I don't want to take anything away from Harbor Beach, but
their game against Sandusky was supposed to be on Friday night. Of course, that was the canceled game and postponed. Yeah.
And again, not to take anything away from Harbor Beach, but I do kind of feel like this is a season where, if you're going to win the East, you're going to have a loss or two. So if you're Marlette, by no means are you out of it.
No.
But you got to have a nice run here. And, their team, very talented team. And, once they put it all together, they're going to be able to make some noise in the East. We say it every year. Tristan Pennington always finds a way to either spoil someone's season or come up with a big win when they need it. So I'm not counting Marlette out. And they win tonight. They move up into a tie with Sandusky Brown City for second place. So you have to put Marlette into the conversation as well. They still have a ton of games ahead of them. But Brown City got the best of them last week. That was at Brown City, so now Brown City will have to go back to Marlette. But, the East is just a lot of fun this year. And, I'm looking forward to having the opportunity to see Harbor Beach, both boys and girls, because they've both done some impressive things. But I kind of like, again, for both boys and girls, Sandusky, Brown City, Marlette, they're all in that conversation. So far, it's been a lot of fun in the East.
What can you tell me about this Marlette team? This is Tristan Pennington's second season at Marlette.
Mm-hmm.
Last season, 8-15 overall. Quentin Sarton is the key returner, the senior.
Yep.
He has been so far throughout the season.
He's been putting up pretty great numbers, honestly, both scoring and rebounding. He had a great game last week against Brown City. I think he had either 16 or 18. They earlier in the season, they took a week off and, they're kind of getting back into the swing of things. But you have Sarton, as your main guy.
Tyler Isidoric back.
Yep. Tyler Isidoric.
Another senior.
One of the better defensive guards in the area. Yeah. He's really talented defensively. And then you have Trey Lester at point guard. He's just a sophomore. Mm-hmm. So we talk about Jack Betts at Sandusky, how he's going to continue to improve. Trey Lester, same thing. Now, he was a starter last year as a freshman, but he's a player that's going to continue to grow this season.
I'm looking at this, their lineup. It's a pretty young team, too.
It is. See,
Julius Johnson's a sophomore.
Yep.
And I'm looking at your preview here. Your new prospects is Luke Thomas, sophomore. Is that part of the Don Thomas clan?
Yes, yep, yep.
Logan Smith and also Elijah Sarton.
Yep.
A junior, forward.
So, we said the same thing about Sandusky. We said the same thing about Brown City. Hopefully the same thing rings true for Marlette, that this is going to be a team that continues to steadily improve as the season goes along. And, Sarton's going to have to lead the way with that, as well as Aaron Bauer. He's going to be the key for this Marlette team. Sarton's going to get his. He's going to score, and he's going to rebound. What can Aaron Bauer do for this team? And I think that's going to be the key. And he's had some great games. He was named to the all-tournament team at the Marlette Holiday Tournament. He's a great player, and he just needs to, continue to be that second option for Marlette, maybe even on some nights be that first option.
So, and it was a great little quote. You were telling me that it's, other than Harbor Beach, it's still kind of, still in the play here. But a great quote that I see in your preview is Coach Pennington says it could be a roller coaster season, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, well, not only for them, but for the league as a whole.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. Yeah, so. Well, and when you have such a young roster that Marlette does, it is probably going to be a little bit of a roller coaster. Hopefully this week is going to be one of those highs, and you get to stay in the conversation in the East, and then you just go from there.
All right, so Brown City themselves, they're hosting Sandusky on the 17th. That's Wednesday, and they'll be at KPEC also, and then Harbor Beach. So quite a little bit of a run there they have to deal with. The game against Ubley was canceled, of course, due to the weather. They have Memphis on the schedule, so 1, 2, 3, 4 straight league games, and then some competition against their neighbors on North Branch, and then Marlette again coming your way, and Ubley and Sandusky, they start all over again. So they've already had a meeting with Marlette, Brown City themselves, last week, and on Wednesday they got the win, 51-43. A little bit of a comeback there, wasn't it, for Brown City?
That was so...
Roller coaster right there.
Roller coaster, yes. They were up by 8 at the half. And then in the third quarter, beginning of the fourth quarter, they went cold. They went 8 minutes without scoring a bucket. And Marlette took the lead with about 4 minutes left. But from that point on, Brown City finished the game on a 9-0 run. And lots of great things, you know, for Brown City in that game. Because... you know, obviously Brown City was our team of the year last year.
Yeah.
You know, set the school record for wins in a season with 22. They went undefeated in the East. But they only returned 3 varsity players from that team. You know, obviously you talk about Gaden Muxlow, but, you know, what about Clint Ford, Kalen Hagee, even Brandon Kohler? All those guys are gone. And I think at the beginning of the season, Brown City was kind of trying to figure out what these players' roles were, who was going to step up, and you know, it kind of took a little while for them to figure that out. They start the year 1-4, but they're starting to figure things out. And I think one of the most encouraging things was Robert Browning. He had a career high 17 points against Marlette last week, and he had never scored in double figures before. His previous career high was 9 points. Braden Bayless had 14 points. He's a senior, and you know,
he's a new prospect. Really?
He is, yes.
Wow.
Yep.
He's, I'm looking on here.
Team.
He's a senior. Yeah.
Yeah. And so that's what you need. You need guys that are going to score points.
Is he a big two or?
He's more of a guard wing type player, but okay. You know, with everything that Brown City lost last year. And Coach Hatton said, you know, coming into the season, I knew these guys were going to be competitive. I knew they were going to work hard. But the question was, who's going to come in and score for us? Mm-hmm. And we saw against Marlette last week that these guys are building confidence and, you know, they're stepping into these roles. Thomas Geiger, he's one of the 3 returners. He's been key for them. Lawson Cooper, he was on the team last year as a freshman. He's kind of the steady guy at guard. And Ethan Worrell, he's been very good for Brown City. Unfortunately, he suffered an injury in the second quarter last week.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
But that puts even more pressure on these other guys. Like, okay, Ethan's out, and he's been our leading scorer. So now we really need somebody to step up. And they got it. They got Braden Bayless, Robert Browning. Geiger had 9 points. So really encouraging stuff from Brown City last week.
It's kind of like a scratch ahead for other coaches and other teams. Like, man, I don't know this team.
Right. Well, yeah, that
last
too.
Year. This is a new identity here.
Absolutely,
so,
yeah. You know. But I think Coach Hatton, I think he's a great coach. And, you know, as this team continues to, you know, build confidence and grow into these roles, I'm interested to see where Brown City goes from here.
All right, that is the Greater Thumb East. And there are some games going on. Marlette at KPEC tonight. Some other games going on.
That's a big game.
Yeah, that is a key game for Marlette or KPEC.
Or KPEC,
Croswell-Lexington is Armada. I think that is the makeup.
That is a makeup, yes.
Bad Axe at Vassar and Owen Gage at Bay City All Saints. This is for me reviewing the MHSA website. By the way, the winter preview is, I do believe, available to download now, right? If you didn't get it in your paper.
Yep.
You can download it at the... St. Lac County News website. Mm-hmm. Look for it in the special sections section up top, and you can download the preview. What I like, I don't know if you did it last year, but you put the whole schedules on one page here, which is really cool. Like that.
You know, I like putting the schedules in. Unfortunately, you know, during the winter, the schedules are...
Change.
Change. Don't take those schedules to heart, you know. Yeah. But,
but it gives you an idea of who they're going to play. Who they are scheduled to play.
Yeah.
Regardless of the snow date that we just had. So, But it's really cool how you put it all on one page together there. Instead of looking for it on each... individual teams usually would put their schedule right there.
Yeah, so I can't take any credit for that. Yeah. That has to go to Betty Pagel. She put together the section this year. She put together our fall section as well.
Yeah.
And that was her idea, you know, put it all on one page so people know where to get it. Yeah,
it's really cool. You can just go right to that section there.
So. Yep.
All right, Greater Thumb East, Greater Thumb Conference coming up. And we'll be right back here. That is Thumb Sports Line at WMIC 95.3 FM.
All across the Thumb and Blue Water area, there's one propane supplier that's ready to serve you. It's Kohler Propane, with locations in Brown City, Memphis, and Bad Axe. Kohler Propane, where they strive to keep your fuel bill down and provide you with the best possible service. They guarantee their propane prices for one full year. There's free tank inspection and free safety inspection, plus keep full and budget plans are available. If you are not a current Kohler customer, now's the time to make the switch and call Kohler's. Whether it's propane for your home's heating system or for your farm or business, they're ready to serve you. Remember, Kohler's covers the entire Thumb and Blue Water area. For information, call toll-free 800-572-2191. That's 800-572-2191. Or visit getkohlers.com. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's. Since 1991, Graff Chevrolet of Sandusky has been serving the Thumb and Blue Water area. The entire Graff team works together to provide you with a perfect car shopping experience. Stop in and talk over your car or truck needs with one of the Graff sales professionals. Get information at a great deal. See the latest Chevrolet cars and trucks. And if they don't have the model you want, you can order it. But more new vehicles are arriving daily. Graff is also your headquarters for certified used vehicles. And if you ever need service, you can depend on the skilled technicians and top technology of the Graff Service Department. For a hometown car shopping experience, it's Graff Chevrolet of Sandusky, located on M46, where they treat you like family.
Graff family, we're making friends.
Feel like a winner when you sport a golden glow from any of the four tanning beds or hecks at Crosslux Laundry and Tanning, located at 37 Ward Street in Croswell. Soaking up some vitamin D during this season will be an extra bonus point. Guard your skin with a variety of tanning lotions or moisturizers. Tanning packages are available. Good luck to the area teams from Crosslux Laundry and Tanning, located next to the railroad tracks in Croswell. Open 7 days a week, Monday through Friday from 7 to 7, Saturday and Sunday from 7 to 6. Stop in and Eric, Bonnie, or Darlene will be happy to assist you.
You know, I'm a Pistons guy, but man... when this music came on, you're watching Michael Jordan. You just couldn't wait to watch Michael Jordan, man.
Well, I know we're here to talk about high school hoops, but this reminds me. Did you see the video of Jerry Krause's widow getting booed?
Yeah, that man.
Oh, man.
What's wrong with the crowd?
That's brutal.
You know,
that's
he put that tough. Team together.
Oh.
Put the team together.
Broke my heart.
He put you what? How many championships?
Yeah, that was hard to watch. Yeah.
He put that together.
Yeah.
He made sure they tried. He wanted Michael Jordan that team. They got him. You have no Michael Jordan. You have no championship, Chicago.
Yeah, that was.
Well, that's Chicago. They play the heel.
Right. Yeah.
You know. So.
But geez, that's tough.
Well, I don't think the boos were as loud as the Pistons, are they? Or what?
Hey, the Pistons won today.
They did.
Yes,
that's what
they did.
They did. They broke another streak.
Right. I thought they were going to break their streak or set the streak again.
Well, see, they made a big trade, since we're talking basketball here. They made a big trade over the weekend for an office. They got players from Washington Wizards, who they beat today.
Yeah.
I forgot it was an afternoon game. It slipped my mind.
Yeah.
You know, usually they go, it's Monday.
MLK Day games.
Yeah. Yep. And, that's great. They got the big win. Did those trades? Did those players play today?
They did not. No, okay. But the thing is, and you know,
these guys fight. You know me,
Eddie. I'm a big Michigan fan. I love Michigan basketball, but I've never been happier to see a player leave Detroit when they got rid of Isaiah Livers.
Yeah,
I was so happy when he said when he was with the Pistons. But oh my gosh, he's bad.
Why?
No, well, because he shouldn't be playing that many minutes. First of all, okay. I'll defend the guy a little bit. They gave him too big of a role. But
yeah, well, all these young players are the youngest team.
Yeah.
Right now in the NBA.
Yeah.
I mean, they need more veterans, and they hope they
got
some
one.
They got a couple. Yep. They got a couple here from Washington. We gave away some draft.
They got a couple of veterans from Washington, the second worst team in the NBA. So we'll see how that works. So, but
they are 4-36 overall with a 129-117 win. Full details on that in the morning show tomorrow.
Oh, good.
All right.
Let's dive into that one.
Kate Cunningham is still hurt, though. Okay. I think he's remarkable, the player.
Oh, yeah.
That guy's a leader. So.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Let's move on to the Greater Thumb West. The Cass City Redhawks on top. They are on top in the poll, which I forgot or just neglected to vote in. So, like I said, I think it's a little incomplete because of the fact we lost a whole great Friday night of games, you know. So, but it's okay. Hopefully by this week we'll get the whole list of games. We're going to have a lot of games because some teams have three games in 1 week, and we'll see what they're stacked. But right now Cass City is stacked. They're already halfway through their season. They're 10-0 now.
Yep.
4-0 in league play. In second place, tied with Reese at 2-1. Bad X is 2-1. Carroll right there at 2-2. And Lakers 1-2 in league play. Vassar 1-3. 0-3 is Unionville Seaboing. But they are running the roost right now of the Greater Thumb Wild West at 10-0 for the Cass City Redhawks. The second best team is 6-4, and that's Carroll. And I do believe they just beat Carroll last week 62-47.
That was the big hurdle right there.
Yeah. This is a team that beat Sandusky to open up the season. They beat Saginaw Nouvelle by 1 point.
That's 54-53
nice at the Louis O'Neill Classic at SVSU. They played Marlette and then league play against, they beaten K-Pac also handily 69-31. Marlette 52-32. They handled Bad Axe pretty well, 52-30. Kingston a little strong against them, 51-44 victory for Cass City. But and then that last league game against at Carroll, that was at Carroll too, 62-47. This week you had another rival game. You are hosting Reese on Wednesday, Friday night, huge game here on Cassidy's court also against Lakers.
Yeah, well, and I'm not going to pretend to know too much about the West. My expertise is more of the East, specifically three teams in the East. But Carter Patrick, in that win against Carroll last week, 36 points. And I'm racking my brain right now. I believe that's the highest, the most scored in a game for the Thumb this year. Maybe Brad Coleman from Millington or Benson Harper up at Harbor Beach. But 36 points in a huge West game against Carroll, who had, you know, coming in was playing very good basketball.
Yeah. They're a decent team.
You know, 36 points, that's very impressive.
So Cass City, as I said this week, up against racing Lakers. Now, what's going on with Lakers? They're okay.
You know, yeah. They lost quite a bit from last year.
Yeah.
You know how, you know, we talk about how much parity there is in the East. It's like that every year in the West. So, you know, I'm not going to, you know.
Despite the losses for Reese, they're still a scary team.
Yeah.
They're a good basketball.
Yes, they are.
There.
Yeah.
You know, you got some good players to come out of there. Are they going to have enough, though, to take down Cass City? This is at Cass City, too. So, Wednesday. Yeah. So, what do you think?
I'd say I'm
going to stick with Cass City.
I'm going to stick with Cass
City. Playing some good basketball.
It's a safe bet. Yeah. You know.
They're playing some really good basketball.
So, yeah.
Yeah. You talk about, actually, this is from the Tuscola County Advertiser, the Saturday edition.
Yeah, there we go.
Saturday edition. The boys basketball team taking down Carroll for the 10th consecutive time.
Wow.
Dating back to 2018-19 season. This is from Scott Bowlesby, the sports editor of the Tuscola County Advertiser. get your online edition. This comes out, the Saturday edition only comes out online, but I look forward to it because he has those middle of the week games that sometimes you miss and end up missing because of the deadline.
Kind of falls into that weird time. Yeah.
You know, this is something I think some of these weeklies are looking at too. I do believe is like, hey, why not put out in a weekend edition to get some of that extra stuff in?
I'm all for it. Yeah, that'd be great.
Anyways, you talked about the two guards, Connor McGarry, you said, and Evan Langmaid was the other one, held to 11 points and 20 points. McGarry for the Carroll guards, you know, tough time against this Cass City team. Mm-hmm. Cass City playing in all cylinders also. Good defender there with Sherman, I believe.
Yep.
Is it? Yeah.
Cohen Sherman.
And I think defender this season, with the exception of the game prior to the Christmas break, they allowed Kingston's Owen Corliss to score 29 points. Carter Patrick, you said?
Yep.
Game and season high, 36 points, as you mentioned. Tyler Cumper as another player, 8 points for the Red Hawks. Trent Patrick and Mason, how do you say that last name? Starts with a G and then N-I-E, Weck.
Oh, that's a tough one.
what is that, German or, huh? Kind of curious. All right. But, yeah, all right, that's the Greater Thumb Wild West, but Cassidy, it's kind of like the Harbor Beach, you know, but I think that's who Harbor Beach played earlier. No, they played Croswell and Yale.
Yeah, they will play later in the season,
yeah,
I think.
And we're looking forward to that game, too. So, all right, and looks like they didn't have a game on Friday night, so they really didn't miss out on any canceling games or making up any games for Cassidy. So a game of note, it's Cassidy against Reese on Wednesday and Lakers also. This week for Cass City to see if they can stay on top. They will have Bad Axe come next week on the 24th. They beat them back in mid-December, 52-30 in an early league game.
So, Eddie, as an apology to our listeners, having to listen to us struggle through the Greater Thumb West talk, Scotty B has volunteered to call in to fill us in about Cass City basketball, Carroll basketball.
Does he want to call in now?
Yeah,
okay.
Yep. He's at halftime of the Big Frankenmuth game right now. So
tell him I'll come back. We'll check in with my weather forecast here, and we'll come up in about 2.5 minutes. We'll be back.
Okay,
with Scott Bowlesby,
we'll
Tuscola County
there
Advertiser.
We go.
All right, we'll be right back.
Since 1991, Graff Chevrolet of Sandusky has been serving the Thumb and Blue Water area. The entire Graff team works together to provide you with a perfect car shopping experience. Stop in and talk over your car or truck needs with one of the Graff sales professionals. Get information and a great deal. See the latest Chevrolet cars and trucks. And if they don't have the model you want, you can order it. But more new vehicles are arriving daily. Graff is also your headquarters for certified used vehicles. And if you ever need service, you can depend on the skilled technicians and top technology of the Graff Service Department. For a hometown car shopping experience, it's Graff Chevrolet of Sandusky, located on M46, where they treat you like family.
Graff family, we're making friends.
Checking in with the weather forecast for today, Monday. Generally cloudy skies, spots of sunshine, winds from the southwest 10 to 20 miles per hour, highs 12 to 15 degrees. Tonight into the overnights, cloudy with snow showers developing after the midnight hour. Winds from the southwest, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Cold temperatures, 7 to 10 degrees. For Tuesday, overcast of clouds, a few snow flurries or snow showers possible. Winds from the west, southwest, 10 to 20 miles per hour. Temperatures, 10 to 13 degrees, colder with the wind chill factored in. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy skies, very cold. Winds from the west, southwest, 10 to 20 miles per hour. Few snow flurries or snow showers possible. Air temperature, 0 to 4 degrees. And on Wednesday, cloudy skies, cold, winds from the southwest, 10 to 25 miles per hour. Highs, 15 to 18 degrees. That's a check-in of the Sand Lake Broadcasting weather forecast.
Liberty Lanes in Sandusky salutes the area high school athletes for their athletic and academic accomplishments and wishes them the best. On your way to or from the game or anytime is a great time to stop at Liberty Lanes for a pizza or one of their tasty entrees. Enjoy the Friday fish specials, steak and prime rib on Saturday. Banquet facilities are available and you can always place an order to go. 810-648-9860. 648-9860. For Liberty Lanes, West Park, Sandusky. All across the Thumb and Blue Water area, there's one propane supplier that's ready to serve you. It's Kohler Propane, with locations in Brown City, Memphis, and Bad Axe. Kohler Propane, where they strive to keep your fuel bill down and provide you with the best possible service. They guarantee their propane prices for one full year. There's free tank inspection and free safety inspection, plus keep full and budget plans are available. If you are not a current Kohler customer, now's the time to make the switch and call Kohler's. Whether it's propane for your home's heating system or for your farm or business, they're ready to serve you. Remember, Kohler's covers the entire Thumb and Blue Water area. For information, call toll-free 800-572-2191. That's 800-572-2191. Or visit getkohlers.com. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
You remember Space Jam?
Of course.
I kind of keep these for you. I barely remember. I think I watched it once.
Okay.
Michael Jordan again. You know, he played the theme for the Bulls, and he was in the Looney Tunes cartoons, was it?
Yeah.
And they came up with another Space Jam, right?
Yeah, did you watch that one?
No.
Oh.
First one's the best.
Yeah. Bugs Bunny's pretty funny in the second one, though. Yeah,
is he?
Give him that, yep.
Those guys haven't really been around too much, have they? the Looney Tunes.
Well, maybe we just don't watch cartoons anymore. Yeah.
I guess, yeah, the Nickelodeon thing. And yeah. All right. So we were waiting for Scotty. I think he's still hanging out at the game.
Yeah, I jumped the gun on that one.
Okay.
Yeah, he's at Frankenmuth. He's at SVSU for the Frankenmuth game right now. And he was going to try and call it halftime, but things are moving pretty quickly over there. So we'll have him on next week. And
ask him if Rick Laws is doing the announcing tonight.
I will do that.
Yeah, kind of curious, but
I will say though, Eddie.
Yeah,
In the 7 o'clock hour, we might have a special guest on the show.
Okay,
and I'm not going to tell you who it is.
You're not going to tell me.
Okay. Well, because I said Scott was going to come on, and then he didn't. So now I don't want to say that you know this person's coming on, and then he doesn't. So
okay,
but
all right.
I know you're the producer, and you're trying to produce.
You're the producer.
No, you're the producer.
I'm the engineer.
Oh, okay. You're the
host.
Yeah. Okay.
You're the host. I'm the engineer. I try to move things along, which I don't.
No,
okay,
you're not very good at that.
Well, let's move on to the North Central Thumb League because we still have girls basketball to talk about in the 7 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
Let's dive into the North Central Thumb League Stars Division.
Nice.
I got it right?
I don't know. It depends on what team you talk about next.
The Dryden Cardinals.
There you go.
3-0.
9-1
overall. And
they're good.
Yeah.
They're good.
They actually played their game not on Friday, but on Thursday. It was a doubleheader.
Yep.
They got that game in. Smart idea because that storm came in. That would have been canceled, likely.
Mm-hmm.
But they got the win. They canceled out Deckerville 74-53.
Yep.
Earlier in that week, they beat Kingston also 61-50. Those are kind of like your roadblocks or the teams you have to go through. And even Pacquiat in this NCTL Ray Stars Division. Now, they will have Peck this coming Friday night. Big showdown. That's at Peck.
Mm-hmm.
That's been a really good rivalry lately, you know?
Yes, it has.
Dryden
yeah.
games at Peck. And then Mayville at Dryden this week also. And that will be tomorrow, Tuesday, for Dryden hosting Mayville. Mayville made some noise.
Yes, they did. Yeah.
You know, Mayville.
I was maybe sleeping on the Wildcats a little bit because I was surprised by that one.
They beat Peck.
They beat Peck, yeah.
Yeah, they are 2-1. So Peck is 1-1, Kingston 1-1, 1-2 is Deckerville, 0-2 is North Huron. Overall record is the best right now is Dryden at 9-1. Mayville 4-4, Peck is 5-4. They had a lot of non-league games also, and you think about that. But Mayville got a big win, 47-43.
A comeback win, too. They trailed for three quarters of that game. And, great fourth quarter finish. Jackson Boole had, apologize if I got that last name wrong, but 23 points, that's a great performance. But if you're Peck, 23 points for Thomas West again. We talked about him last week, but he just keeps putting up big games.
Getting better.
Yeah. Yep.
Knowing his game, you know?
Yeah, so tough setback for Peck. You'd rather be sitting at 2-0, but lots of season left.
So, and then now, Mayville this week, they're at Dryden tomorrow at Saginaw MLS. The following day, on a Wednesday, And then they'll be at Deckerville on Friday.
Okay.
Three games in 1 week for Mayville.
Go ahead and keep making noise, Wildcats. This is your week.
Yeah, they're in the thick of it. But, you know, the big showdown is the key one against Dryden tomorrow. We'll see if Mayville can challenge the Cardinals. It'll be the cat against the bird. Sylvester and Tweety all over again here.
There you go.
That's a Looney Tune, right?
Yeah.
Now it comes all back together there.
Nice work.
Peck Pirates.
Nice engineering, Eddie.
Peck themselves, still a scary team despite that loss to Mayville. They had a little bit of a setback, 47-43. But Peck this week, their game against Kingston was canceled on Friday. And that was a game that Thumbtugger Sports was going to do, Jonathan Bisher.
Yeah.
That was called off by the noon hour on Friday. This week, Peck will have North Huron tomorrow. And then the showdown against Dryden on Friday night at Peck. We just talked about how Peck is doing. They can get right back into it. You know,
Peck will be fine. You've got
it's
an opportunity.
It's a tough game against Dryden, though.
Yeah. But you're going to be able to, you know, figure some things out against North Huron, hopefully. And, you know, Dryden's pretty dang good, though, Eddie. It's going to be a tough matchup.
Seems like every other year they bounce back, you know, every other year.
Yep. And it seems like every year they have a great guard, and this year they have a great guard again. Jacob Burgess, he had 28 against Deckerville last week. He had 5 3-pointers.
You know this because you're doing what, some sports work for Lapeer County too, or not?
I dabble.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. You dabble.
No, I got the box score from the Deckerville coach.
Yeah,
so
good. All right. You know, I'm looking at, like, we talked about this last week about Peck's schedule. You know, they put up Brown City and Ubley on their schedule, Marlette on their schedule, Carroll.
Yep.
You know, in Sandusky, they got that coming up. And they'll have Armada on their schedule. They'll have K-Peck also. So, you know, tip of the hat to Peck Pirates, you know, to challenge themselves despite their trials and tribulations.
Every year, Peck is building for that district.
Yes, you know, they do, don't they?
Whether or not they win the NCTL, it always seems like they're making noise in the districts. You know, always, you know, making an appearance in the regional semifinals, regional finals. That's what Peck is building towards. That's why you see that type of schedule. And, you know, I'm never going to get too down on the Pirates because they always seem to figure things out at the end of the season.
All right. And looking at the Kingston Cardinals, their game against Peck was canceled on Friday. This week they have Deckerville at Kingston. That's tomorrow. And then North Huron at Kingston also. Two home games for Kingston on tomorrow, Tuesday, and then on Friday night. Next week they'll have Caseville and Vassar. And also, I believe, later down the season, they'll have Dryden coming up on the 9th. And they already played Dryden, and that was a loss for Kingston last week, 61-50. So lost by 11 points. That's 5 shots. So they were in the mix there.
That's a statement win for Dryden right there.
Yeah. Big win there. So. Yeah. Deckerville Eagles, I think you kind of heard who they're going to play. They're coming off a loss to Dryden, 74-53. They'll have Kingston tomorrow and then Mayville also. So those are some tough games.
Got to have them.
Yeah, you got to get that to
gotta
get back in the heat.
If you're Deckerville, you've got 2 losses in the Stars now. You got to have them this week.
Yeah, so those are 2 key games for Deckerville. And North Huron, kind of down in the bottom of the heap. Still can't look past this team despite their 4 straight losses. But those losses were to All Saints at Fairgrove a couple weeks ago, but way back in December. And then Dryden, they already played them, 79-21. Lost to Deckerville last week, 51-27. And they'll have Peck this week, tomorrow, and at Kingston for North Huron. That's who we got right now in the North Central Thumb League Stars Division.
Oh, I thought you were going to get it wrong that time.
You just wait for me. You can't wait when I get it wrong.
I know.
Top of the heap right now in the North Central Thumb League Stripes Division is the Bay City All Saints. They are 6-5. Look past that record. They're 1-0 in league play, but their schedule.
Their schedule is so ridiculous.
Yeah. Their schedule is nuts for this small Catholic school. But they had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 straight wins after their loss to Bay City John Glenn, who they play back way in late November, right after Thanksgiving. They beat Saginaw Valley Lutheran. They beat Kingston 49-42. That was a big win for All Saints.
Wow.
And Mayville, 66-36. But they lost to Deckerville in mid-December, 49-56. They played Garber, loss, 48-70. They've had street.
They played Bay City Western, too, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, now, that's a Class A school.
From mid-December, they had 4 straight losses to Deckerville, Garber, Hemlock, Bay City Western. They finally bounced back a couple of weeks ago against Akron Fairgrove, 61-44, which is their main rival in league play at this point. Their game against Caseville was postponed, and they'll have All Saints will host Owen Gage tonight. I don't think it was canceled. I didn't see anything on there. So, okay. And then they'll have Carson for Port Stanley. So those are league games. Then they'll have Dryden on the 26th. You know where you're at there.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
and they'll also play Peck come February. So they're kind of like on the top. Akron Fairgrove right there though, 2-1, 4-8 overall. Caseville 1-1, 1-7. Carson with Port Stanley got that win over Landmark.
Got that
win. You predicted that one, right?
I predicted that one. Well, you know, I don't want to take anything away from the Tigers.
Yes.
They went out and did it.
Yeah.
But yeah, CPS boys got their first win of the season last week.
Congrats to Coach McPhail. So
CPS girls got their first win of
the season last week,
and that was in Stripes Division play. They beat Akron Fairgrove, so they're evened up at 1-1. Real quick, CPS versus Landmark, a 57-30 win. Quentin Pinfield Wells had a career high 25 points, and he didn't play the fourth quarter. Justin Johnson, 10 points, 6 boards, 2 blocks. And Damian Hogston, 5 points, 13 rebounds, and a block. So this is a team we both like. Coach McPhail, we think
yes.
he's doing good things. And, you know, maybe a little bit hot and cold. But if this team continues to play like this, you know, they could be right in the conversation with the, in the Stripes.
Yeah, you know, their players, they are responding to his coaching. You can tell.
You can definitely tell.
They're playing.
Yeah.
I'm going to say they look like they're playing harder this year, and I don't want to take anything from last year than they did last year.
I don't know if I want to necessarily say that, but you can tell.
Maybe
that
more polished?
It's a different system, maybe.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, they have a nice roster. They have some size. They have some good guards, obviously, with the
quickness.
Yeah, they have some speed. You know, is it, once they can start shooting a little bit more consistently, they'll be a pretty solid team here.
They did follow up that win with a loss at Akron Fairgrove, though. 26-71. Ouch.
I wasn't going to mention that one.
Well, I just did.
We could have just talked about the Landmark win.
Okay, so that was a Landmark win for them.
Yeah.
Against Landmark.
Oh, there you go.
You're
very
welcome.
Nice.
You're welcome. So Carsonville Porchanic, they'll have the Bulldogs tomorrow, a road game. That's a long drive. Also at All Saints, another longer road drive this week. So tough game against All Saints. They like to get this win against Owen Gage. What do you think about that one for Carsonville Port Salem?
I think they'll beat Owen Gage tomorrow
night. They stay focused, yeah.
Yeah, I think they have the opportunity to beat Owen Gage tomorrow night. All Saints, that's the tough one. It's a long bus drive, and, you know, we already ran down All Saints' schedule. They've played some tough teams. They've beaten some good teams. So that'll be a tough one for CPS, but, you know, they're going to go up there and they're going to battle.
All right, and can we get the BWAC in 2 minutes?
Sure.
All right. Yale's on top. Our game of the week is going to be the Yale Bulldogs hosting the Croswell-Lexington Pioneers. That is this coming Thursday night, 7 p.m. on WBGV 92.5. Girls game on Friday night. We'll do that one also on 92.5. Croswell-Lexington against the Yale Bulldogs. But both teams, all four of those teams, pretty competitive in league play also. For all involved in that one. But Yale Bulldogs are on top right now, and that's what Croswell Lexington would like to get this win, kind of disrupt that BWAC standings at this point.
You know, Croswell Lex, they're not ready to go away just yet.
No.
You know, they proved that with the win over Imlay City. Last week they played Algonac. That's a game you got to win. 57-34. Nolan Campbell with 12 points. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 different Pioneers scored in the win. Cool. That's what you like to see in a game like that. You know, you could say that tonight against Armada is a little bit of a trap game, but I've never, you know, since working at the Santa Lac County News, I have not seen the Croslex boys fall into a trap game. Hopefully I didn't just jinx them, but I know that they're not looking ahead towards Yale.
Yeah.
I know that they're in the back of their mind, you know, they're ready for that matchup. But I'm really looking forward to that one. Now, unfortunately, Yale's been thinking about beating Croslex for the past 4 or 5 years, so this is something that's been building up.
Yeah.
it should be. I'm hoping it's a good game. I have a lot of respect for Coach Kohler over at Yale.
Brown City native.
I know he's going to have them ready because he's had them ready the past couple years. You know, last year they almost beat Croslex in Yale. And, you know, some of the years where maybe Yale didn't quite have as much talent as Croslex, they still came in with a good game plan. But again, if you want to be the best, you have to beat the best. And, you know, Yale's going to have to beat Croslex this week.
Yale is 4-0 league play, 10-0 overall. Their only loss was to Utica Ford, and that was on December 22nd. And Utica Ford, they're okay, but they were a bigger school.
Yeah, but if you look at some of Yale's wins, too, though, they've beaten Millington, they've beaten Harbor Beach. They've beaten Sandusky. They've beaten Port Huron.
League play, they've beaten Richmond so far and North Branch. That was a close one, 48-40. And then Emily City last week.
Yep.
That was a signature win, 66-53 for the Yale Bulldogs. They're at Elmont tomorrow.
Kind of sneaky good this
year,
too.
That is a sneaky, Elmont's 2-1, 7-3 overall.
Yep, got to be careful there.
And then they have Croswell-Lexington on Thursday night. Croswell Lexington, let's look at what they have this week. Of course, they're going to have the Yale game on Thursday, and Armada is tonight.
Yep, and that's so at Armada. Yep.
So, yeah. I don't think they had a game Friday night, so they didn't worry too much about having to make up any games, I believe. So, unless it was the Armada game that was made up, right?
I believe
That's what it was, yeah. All right. So, that's Croswell Lexington. Looking at the standings right now. 2-1 is Elmont, which, like we said, that's a kind of a little bit of a scary game. Scary game there. And Emily City 2-2, dangerous team still. They are 8-4. North Branch 2-2, 6-4. Richmond 2-2, 6-4. Armada 1-3, 2-6. Algonac 0-5 and 0-11. But look at that. That's competitive right now for the BWAC.
It always is.
I mean, everybody, for the exception of two teams on the bottom, or an above 500 record.
Yep. Well, and you look at Richmond has been steadily improving. North Branch, in their losses, have been very competitive. They hung with Yale. You know, they beat Croslex earlier this year. They gave Croslex their only BWAC loss. So lots of parity in the BWAC. But I do think Yale is obviously Yale's at the top, but I do think talent-wise, they are the best team this year, and I'm hoping that, Lance Campbell's listening to this and uses that as a little bit of
motivation. He's got a game going on, really?
Yeah, I'm sure he'll find it, yeah.
Okay. So,
Croslex likes to play with that chip on their shoulder. I don't know if I've said that before, Eddie.
Do they?
But, yeah.
All right, so big game. That is our game of the week for boys basketball.
Very nice.
Blue Water Area Conference, Croswell-Lexington at the Yale Bulldogs. Cannot wait to get back in that basketball court. It's been a long time for me, and I used to cover them a lot back in the Thumbtucketer Sports heyday of coverage.
It's a great environment there.
Oh, yes,
yeah.
Yes. Yep. So, yep. Great gym.
Kohler's crazies.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're back with the big, giant fat heads, right?
Yeah.
Maybe they'll bring those back. All right, our top of the hour news and information is on the way here, folks. We are in overtime.
And we're only halfway through the show.
Nice. That's right. We got all girls basketball to talk about in the next hour. We'll be right back. Here on Thumb Sports Line with Mike Gallagher, and I am Eddie Fury. Mike Gallagher, the San Luis County News, comes out on Wednesdays.
Yes, it does.
Or right at midnight, online edition, if you have the online edition.
Your source for local news, up-to-the-minute weather, and so much more. This is AM 660, WMIC Sandusky, and 95.3 FM, W237 EQ Sandusky.
All right, welcome back to Thumb Sports Line. You mentioned the Pistons. Can't ignore the Pistons. It's like they're, I guess, pump them up type of song. Do they still play this?
I don't know. I know they did it, you know, back when they were good.
The Bad Boys.
No, not the Bad Boys. This was for when, like, they were the 03, 04 Pistons, right?
I always thought, I remember hearing it.
Okay.
Back in the Easter Sunday games at Pontiac Silverdome to watch Michael Jordan or Charles Barkley whoop on us.
Yeah.
But that was in the early years, the beginning of what the dominating Pistons would do later on, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The Microwave, Vinnie Johnson.
Yep.
You weren't even born then, were you?
No, I was not.
Joe Dumars, Rick Mahorn, Bill Laimbeer.
Mm-hmm. Good old
Dennis
days.
Rodman, John Sally, all those guys. You can name all those guys off. That's how good they were. You can name them all off there. So
James Edwards.
Oh, that's a good. That's a, you know, he was a quiet, but he was tough, man.
Gotta have him.
All right, speaking of tough, tough game. Let's get into the high school girls basketball talk here. Where do you want to start with?
Let's start with the game of the week, Eddie.
Game of the week, Croswell Lexington.
No. Well, okay.
I mean, last week?
Yeah.
Oh, you want to go back?
Let's go with this game of the week.
Oh, our next game of the week.
Yeah.
On the radio.
Get your plugs in. Yeah.
On the radio will be Friday night, Croswell Lexington at Yale Bulldogs. So we have the boys and girls games back to back. The boys game is on Thursday. Girls game on Friday night, 7 p.m. pregame on 92.5 WBGV. I do believe I'll have Cliff Amy with me. He had to opt out at that girls' basketball game because of the impending storm, and good thing they did because they're starting to get the power back in most places. It's still a lot of work.
A busy guy this weekend. Yeah.
Very busy.
Yeah.
All right, Croswell Lexington Lady Pioneers, or I'll say the Croswell Lexington Pioneers girls' basketball team, a tough loss last week against Armada, 38-55, kind of set them back a little bit. But, man, they had quite a run there. They had 1, 2, 3, 4 straight wins over Marlette, Marine City, Montrose. Emily City was a league game, 45-23, but then that loss to Armada, who is a good team also. They're on top at 4-0, 5-1. Yale right below them at 4-0, 7-3 overall. Croswell Lexington can still get back in this. They are 3-1, 7-3 overall. North Branch 2-2, 4-5. Rest of the heap here has 1-2 is Emily City, 4-4, still a dangerous team.
Mm-hmm.
Richmond 3-6, 1-3. Algonac 0-4, 2-6 overall. Almont 1-7, 0-3. But 1, 2, 3, I'll throw in North Branch. Any four of those teams can come right back.
Defending champs,
yeah.
You got to keep them in the conversation, yeah.
So a setback for Croswell Lexington with a loss against Armada, but they have Algonac tomorrow. Looks like it's going to be a doubleheader tomorrow, apparently. And then, No, it's girls basketball. And then Yale is on Friday, so a little bit of a break between those to get those practices in, and then have North Branch next week in Almont. Croswell Lexington Pioneers girls basketball team. They're still in this.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's almost better to get, if you're going to lose, get it done with early, you know, because sometimes a loss can help, you know.
The rematch against Armada will be at Croswell.
There you go.
They'll be on February 8th.
There you go.
So they have some time, but they also have, they still got some tough teams with Yale and North Branch, Emily City later on.
Mm-hmm.
And in between, you know, they have Almont in there. But you can't look past, man, look at that. They got Kingston this coming up in February.
Mm-hmm.
I know you were eyeing that game there, so.
Yeah. I mean,
that should prepare you for the Armada game.
That'll get you ready, yeah. I mean, if you know, playing Kingston, that'll get you ready for a game. But, yeah, I'm not worried about Croslex whatsoever. They've been playing great basketball. Yeah, that's a tough loss, but sometimes you learn more about your team in a loss than you do in a win. And I have a lot of faith in the Croslex coaching staff. They're going to come back. They're going to beat Algonac tomorrow. And then you got to be laser-focused on Yale because, well, yeah, the Armada loss doesn't kill you at this point in the season. You still don't want to lose that second one to Yale because then it really puts the pressure on you for the rest of the season. So this is a very big game coming up for Croslex. We're going to see how they respond. I don't know quite how things went down in the Armada game, but, you know, it's tough going on the road in the BWAC. So I'm not worried about Croslex, but, again, you got to have it this week against Yale.
Well, in that game against Armada, Bella Edwards scored 16 points for Croswell.
There you go.
However, Claire Snezak, I do believe.
Nice.
18 points, 15 rebounds, a double-double for Armada.
Okay.
That's a pretty good.
Those are pretty good numbers.
That's
yeah.
a good stat
yeah,
to have with all those it. Rebounds. Because, yep. you know, you're throwing the ball out to somebody else, so you're kind of getting some assists there also. Mm-hmm. Ashlyn Upton, another key player for Armada, had 16 points, 8 steals. Credit the Port Huron Times Herald posting that also.
Okay.
I got my online edition there, too. I got online editions, a lot of newspapers here, Mike.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Now, the Yale Lady Bulldogs, they had a 51-9 win over Algonac last week. Sadie Dykstra, 14 points to lead Yale. Alyssa Barr with 12 points also. You got to have that 1-2 punch.
Mm-hmm.
Croswell Lexington has that 1-2 punch.
Yes, they do. Yep.
Yale has it also, and I'm sure there's a good third role player also involved for both these teams. It's going to be a fun game to watch. Croswell needs this game against Yale to bounce back. Yale just wants to stay leading the pack right now.
Right. And who does Armada have this week then?
This week, Armada, I'll bring it up here real quick. This week, because I'm just working on the schedule, they have Richmond. That's tomorrow.
Okay.
And then at North Branch.
Okay.
That's a trap game.
That's a tricky game.
Yeah.
And Richmond, that's a rivalry game. But... not to take anything away from North Branch or Richmond, but chances are Armada is going to win those two games. So if you're Croslex and if you're Yale, that just increases the need for a win that much higher.
And then Armada themselves will have Yale on the 30th.
Okay.
That'll be on January 30th.
Okay.
So, yeah, those are key games. North Branch 2-2, 4-5. League champs last year.
They lost a lot from last year's team, but yeah.
They beat Richmond last week, 38-17. They lost to Kingston, 53-13.
Yeah, that's...
They lost to Yale.
Kingston does that to everybody. You know, I'm not going to harp on North Branch for a loss like that. That's what Kingston does.
And by the way, Kingston beat Yale, too.
Did they?
Yeah. No, wait. No, they beat North Branch. Excuse me. They beat North Branch. That's what I was talking about.
Yeah, okay.
Yale beat North Branch in league play.
Okay, there we go.
2 weeks ago, 27-42.
I believed you. I mean, I would believe that Kingston beat Yale, but yeah. No, they
You think they
played.
Could?
I think Kingston could beat anybody, honestly.
So I guess, obviously, the highlight game is the Croswell-Lexington-Yale game.
Yes. Yep.
So that'll be on a Friday night. That'll be on 92.5 WBGV. I think it's kind of anybody's race right now with these three teams. Especially the top three here, Armada, Yale, and Croswell-Lexington at this point. So,
Well, and you mentioned Bella Edwards. She had 16 against Armada. She's been very steady this year. Mackenzie Dennison has had a nice run, as like you said, the 1-2 punch.
Yeah.
And then with Croslex, it's a lot of, I don't want to say role players, but a lot of players do a lot of different things for that team. And in a big game like that against Yale, you're going to need those players to show up, because you know what you're going to get from Bell Edwards. You know what you're going to get from Mackenzie Dennison. You're going to need that extra little from the other players. So,
okay, that's the BWAC. And again, live coverage of the Croswell-Lexington girls basketball team at the O. Bulldogs looking forward to all four teams, and boys and girls this week. 92.5. Cliff Emmy should be joining me as long as there's no snowstorm for power outages.
Right.
So, all right. Looking forward to that game. When we come back, Greater Thumb East.
Yeah.
Marlette Sandusky game. That was a great one. We covered that one.
Best game I've seen all season.
We'll be right back here on Thumb Sports Line.
King of Cars here at Moore Motors, Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Carroll. Welcoming you all to visit us and see why you get more at Moore Motors. If you're looking for a hometown dealer that doesn't play games and treats you like you're already a part of their family, then visit us at Moore Motors. And if you're looking for a new car dealer that has hard-to-find inventory, such as the Ram TRX, Super Duty Diesels, also the F-150, 1500 Ram, Jeep Gladiators, Wranglers, the most awarded SUV of all time, the Grand Cherokee, Explorers, and more, then visit us at Moore Motors. If you're looking for a pre-owned vehicle that's been inspected, detailed, along with dozens of financing options, then come visit us at Moore Motors. If you're looking to chat about cars, have some coffee, and make new friends, then visit us here at Moore Motors. This has been Denny King, the King of Cars, and I can't wait to earn your business at Moore Motors, Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Carroll. So visit us today or on the web at themooreautogroup.com.
If I could be you...
and you could be me for just 1 hour...
if you could find a way...
to get inside
each other's mind...
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Welcome back to Thumb Sports Line. Well, Mike Gallagher, the San Luis County News sports editor, writer. I'm Eddie Fury. Tune in to the Morning Fury Radio Show for your latest news, information, and sports for our national or Division I teams. Michigan, by the way, Wolverines got into their losing streak today, this afternoon, over Ohio State.
It's always nice.
Yeah. Juwan Howard, that was at Michigan, so good game there. I actually watched that game, the finish of it, which was kind of close, and they pulled away after a swap shop today. So,
how was swap shop today? Pretty good?
You know, it's been slow because it's cold and wintry. You know, there was a generator for sale.
Ooh, I bet that went fast.
I don't know. He's been trying to sell it for quite some time.
Really?
Yeah.
I wish I had one last week.
Oh, your power went out?
No, it flickered off, but...
Yeah. Okay, so let's get back into it. We'll go right into the Greater Thumb West. No, wait, Greater Thumb East.
Yeah,
that's what we're doing.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. Greater Thumb East with our game of the week last week. And you were at this game. I was at this game. Jonathan Bisher was at this game also.
Everybody was at this game. Scotty B was there. Ben Miller was there. Yeah.
Oh, Ben was there?
Ben was there, yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Kind of slithered out after the game, didn't he?
Well, Scott and Ben both were pulling double duty that night. They were at the Kingston Peck girls game, and then they made it over to Marlette for the second half. So,
all right, so... Sandusky Wolves girls basketball team comeback. Yes, I said comeback win over the Marlette Red Raiders. They were there.
Mm-hmm.
So close. But great game to watch. I want to thank Tristan Pennington, not only the boys basketball coach, but also we have Mr. Katie. What's his first name again?
Zach,
okay.
Yep.
Zach Katie for helping us out, setting us up. Also the whole staff at Marlette, very welcoming. I set up in the bleachers this time. So I had a better view over the top there in the corner.
Yeah, it was a nice little spot you guys
yeah,
had.
Well, that's where I can get a signal. So,
okay, you know, I see.
It's an enclosed metal roof there or something that kind of flickers with your signal. And you were with your number one fan, by the way. The fan. There was a fan there.
Oh, jeez, Eddie, come on.
All right, 6-0 start for Marlette in the first quarter at the 4:29 mark. Before Sandusky got the first score at the 4:05 mark, they got within a three-point shot from Gieboard, Grace Gieboard, 2:46 to go, 6-5. Marlette extending the lead, but man, Grace Gieboard kept fighting back there to get within one in the first. Marlette, though, ends the first quarter with a 10-7 lead. They extended that lead 15-7 to the 5:50 mark. Gieboard again with another shot, 4:27 mark in the second quarter, make it 15-11. Some free throws also. To get back within with a three-point shot, another three-point shot from Grace Gieboard, making it 16-14, 3:55 mark. But big shot from a fast break steal from Renke. Help me out with the first name.
Caroline.
Area. I was going to say that. She had a fast break on the run steal to make a lead 19-18. But then Marlette still staying in the game. No, that's where Sandusky actually took the first lead of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Late in the second quarter, the three-minute mark, Addie Ruggles, 2:46 mark for Marlette, who had a fantastic game, took back the lead. But then Caroline Renke again with another shot, 21-20, a tie with those free throws. Martinez was another big key for Marlette to stay in this hunt, 22-21 lead at the half. They held this lead 29-27 at the third. Pretty good lead, 31-28. Martinez again participating in that one at 5:46 mark. But then Sandusky, this is where this started to come together. They had a 7-0, I think 9-0 run in the fourth quarter at 5.5 left. Helena Long with a big three-point shot. Another three-point shot from Long.
Back-to-back possessions.
Yeah, and then a shot from Grace Gieboard to make it 37-31. Now a three-point shot by Marlette. Delaney Gage, making it 37-34, got him right back into it. But Adelaide Kaufman, who was quiet, makes a big two-point shot to make it 39-34. Comfortable five-point lead with 1:45 to go. Addie Ruggles making a shot 39-36. And then they were able to get the ball back from Sandusky, but time was running out, and it just either they ran out of
just
timeouts.
Didn't come together, yeah.
They couldn't get that shot up, you know, and just utter disappointment. Kind of pulling from Marlette, but a great comeback for Sandusky. They've been having their troubles. This is a young team, you know. They lost a lot of players from last year. They got some back here. Helena Long and Grace Keyboard are the key players here, but a lot of young players, and they played well to manage this game. They passed the ball around them. It's been low scoring. They've been in the 30s most of the games here now that we've seen. Marlette, man, I'm impressed by this Marlette team, though. It's going to come together. Yeah. It's coming together. They've got the height advantage. Yep. I probably got three bigs out there that can do it all. And I was really impressed by Gabby Martinez, Addie Ruggles, and Delaney Gage also managing this game at the point.
Yep, all seniors from Marlette, or all three of those are seniors from Marlette. And that was actually the second time I saw Marlette last week. And yeah, like you said, I'm very impressed by Marlette as well.
And this one just got away from them.
And it happened so quickly.
Yes.
And I've seen that happen when you go up against Sandusky. I've seen that happen so many times because they're so patient and they take their time and they just wait for that little bit of wiggle room that you're going to give them. You know, because Marlette did a good job of defending Helena Long, but there was just a couple of plays there. It was a nice pass, got it to her in the corner, buried the three, and go right back to her. And you mentioned Adelaide Kaufman. That was her only shot of the game.
Yeah.
And that was such a huge bucket.
And she had a free throw, too.
She had a free throw, yes. But, yeah, this is the second time I've seen Marlette and last week because they played Brown City earlier in the week. And just a great coaching job by Kathy Storm.
Yeah.
Because early in the game against Brown City, Gabby Martinez picked up her second foul in the first quarter. She puts her on the bench for the remainder of the half, brings her back out for the third quarter, picks up her third foul, you know, puts her back on the bench until the beginning of the fourth, and then Martinez scores 11 of her 16 in the fourth quarter. Against Sandusky, only one foul for Martinez, and you could tell that that was the game plan. You know, Sandusky, great team, but similar to last year, a little bit undersized, and you could tell right off the bat Marlette was going to Martinez. And, you know, credit to Coach Storm for exploiting that. But then you have to give credit to the legend, Al DeMott, because Gabby Martinez, 13 points in the first half, 5 in the second half. And I talked to Al about that, and he said, we thought that we could play her man-to-man. And turns out they couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Al, he's humble enough that he knows when he's wrong, and he makes the adjustment. And you know, it's a great job by Al, a great job by Sandusky, because yeah, Martinez is quite a bit taller than all of the Sandusky girls. But really, just two great coaches going at it. They both had the perfect game plan. It was just such great flow to the game. It was back and forth. It was one team would make a big play, Marlette would go on a big run, Sandusky would come back.
A lot of good steals, in this game. They're stealing the ball from each other.
Fantastic game. Yeah. And if you're Sandusky, it's hard to say, you know, this early in the season, but that was a must-win game because Sandusky, they opened Greater Thumbies play with a loss to Harbor Beach.
Yeah.
And, okay, you got to get right back out there because you got Ubley up next. And then you got Marlette coming in. They're undefeated in the East, too. So, great win for Sandusky. You had to have it. And just a great game. Best game I've seen all season. Gosh, that little run, though. I mean, Long hits the first three, and you're like, okay, you know, Marlette's going to punch back because that's what they did all night. They traded punches, but then that second three goes down, and you're like, okay, you know. And credit to Marlette because after that, they came back. You know, it was still only a three-point game, but it's so tough to beat Sandusky. You know, that's why you got to give all the credit in the world to Harbor Beach for being able to do that. But yeah, that's tough for Marlette.
Yeah, Harbor Beach had their comeback against Sandusky.
Yes, they did, yeah.
So.
But, you know, if you're Marlette, you got to be encouraged by that win. You got to be encouraged by the Brown City win. And, you know, going back to the Brown City win, while Martinez was on the bench, Addie Ruggles had just a humongous game, 12 points and 18 rebounds. So it's – Marlette, very talented team. They do it with defense. We talked about that on the show last week. They're averaging 24.5 turnovers forced. They forced at least 20 turnovers against every single opponent except for Sandusky. Sandusky only 11 turnovers. They had 21 field goals, and on those 21 field goals, it was 14 assists. Just a classic Aldemont team and a classic Aldemont win. It's tough for Marlette, but that's Sandusky, man. Yeah.
9 points, according to the stat keeping here, for JB. That's Jonathan Bisher, who came to help out the game and call the game with me. I thought we called a great game together there. 9 points for Delaney Gage, 18 for Gabby Martinez total. Mm-hmm. 7 of 10 for free throw shooting for Marlette. Sandusky's 2 for 5.
Okay.
Leading score for Sandusky, according to our book, 14 points for Grace Keyboard. She shot in every quarter.
Mm-hmm.
2 points.
Got to have that, too.
Yeah, 2 points in the third quarter, another 2 points in the fourth. Helena Long, a spark in the fourth of those back-to-back threes. Mm-hmm. 13 points was the second leading score. Caroline Ranke, who's pretty much a true point guard in this game, I believe.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Grace Keyboard and Herbert switched it up, but Caroline Ranke really took over with 8 points. Young player, too, with 8 points. So you got 1-2-3 punch there. Addie Kaufman, she was really relied in the paint. She was taking some really, you know, hits in the paint. Mm-hmm. And they were trying to get her the ball, but Marlette did a good job of keeping that ball out of the paint
for the most part. Yep.
So that's going to be really relying on the outside shooting, not really getting into the paint too much, but they're doing the elbow shot, the inside wing shot, the far right corner shots, either for two, sometimes your foot will step over the line, may still make 2-point shots, but they were shooting for 3-point range a lot around the perimeter.
And that's how you neutralize Marlette's size. If you can shoot from the outside, that's a good way to kind of mask the disadvantage that Sandusky has when it comes to the, you know, the size inside.
So Marlette themselves has Ubley tomorrow. That's at Ubley, and then Harbor Beach.
There you go.
I mean, that's a prime time matchup there. I mean, I'm almost jealous. I won't be able to see that game. You know?
Well, and I think, you know, we saw it against Sandusky, and we saw it against Brown City. Marlette has Gabby Martinez, and these other teams don't. You know, you're going to have that advantage in every single game. And then when a player like Addie Ruggles is pulling down 18 rebounds, that's hard to compete with. So, you know, Delaney Gage, you throw her in there running the offense. I wouldn't be surprised if Marlette goes 2-0 this week. And then we're talking about how, you know, everybody in the East has a loss and we're all, you know, we're back at square one. But, you know, that's not to take anything away from Ubley or Harbor Beach. Yeah. Because Ubley played Sandusky pretty tough. And it just goes back to, you know, the parity that we have in the East this year.
So Sandusky will be a home game. I do believe that's going on tonight, possibly, because I haven't done my full schedule according
to Sandusky.
K-Pac.
Yep, Sandusky K-Pac is tonight. That's a makeup game.
And they're at Brown City tomorrow. That's a league game, another league game, and then another league game at home against Memphis. Look out for that Brown City team.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Yeah.
Because Brown City, you get your against Marlette, you led at half. You know, you get out to the lead in the first quarter, you lead at the half, and, you know, Marlette battles back and they come away with the win. You know, and then 2 days later, you got to go play Ubley. And so, you know, it was encouraging to see Brown City bounce back like that, and the Ubley win was probably one of their better wins of the season.
For Brown City, right?
Yeah, for Brown City.
36-28.
So. Yeah, yep, that's a great win for the Green Devils. It was encouraging to see them come back with a win like that. And, you know, it always seems like, I don't want to say Sandusky struggles with Brown City, but it always seems like Brown City plays Sandusky tough. And you know what it's like playing in Brown City's gym. It's going to be a battle.
Yeah.
And don't sleep on that matchup with Brown City.
Good games this week in the Greater Thumb East when it comes to girls basketball.
Absolutely.
Sandusky at Brown City, and then Marlette Harbor Beach also this week. So looking at the standings, Harbor Beach 4-0, 8-1. Marlette 3-1. Sandusky 2-1. Brown City 2-2. Ubley 1-3. 4-4 overall. Harbor Beach is 8-1 overall. And Harbor Beach this week, we already mentioned it, big showdown against at Marlette High School, by the way. They'll also be home tomorrow hosting Memphis. Memphis is 1-3, 4-5, though, overall.
Yep.
So it's a team you don't want to look past also. So, and you mentioned them, you know, a few times.
I saw them play Brown City tough at home. Yeah. So, you know, that's a team that plays good defense, you know, maybe struggles to score at times, but that's a program that's trending in the right direction.
Yeah, Memphis will have Harbor Beach tomorrow, Sandusky at Sandusky on Thursday, and then Ubley next week. That's the Greater Thumb East. By the way, I want to mention this because I forgot to mention this on our first game of coverage with Deckerville and Pack. And then I was talking to Cliff about this. We looked it up after the game, and even John Beerwolf reminded us, sent me the exact wording on here. It had been a while since I read those MHSA newsletters.
Okay.
The MHSA competes under NFH rules. Under the new rule, team fouls will be tracked and reset by quarter. So as soon as you get that fifth foul, two automatic free throws, no matter what. There will be no one-and-one, but instead the opposing team will shoot two free throws after the fifth foul of each quarter.
Mm-hmm.
So it resets every quarter. It doesn't count, you know, 11 past 11 or at the sixth foul. So, but if it's a shooting foul, I do believe you will still get an automatic two free throws regardless.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's the same deal here.
Mm-hmm.
So that changes a whole dynamic now. Per quarter throughout the whole game.
It does.
Fifth foul, you're in foul trouble already, and you're and regardless, the player is shooting two free throws.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's why we saw a lot of this free throw shooting here right away. You know, there was five fouls at one point for Sandusky already in one quarter, and they're already at the free throw line there automatically. So,
yeah.
Two free throws. So, practice those free throws out there. They can be a key.
Mm-hmm.
Those three missed free throws would be a tie game 39-39 between Marlette Sandusky girls game, too.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I like that rule. I like it. Now what we need is a shot clock.
Yeah.
So good luck with that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, when we come back, we're almost done. Greater Thumb West, unless you want to do it right now. I'll do a commercial break. NCTL, and we'll wrap things up here on Thumb Sports Line. That's Mike Gallagher. I'm Eddie Fury. I'll be right back.
Tri-County equipment, we got it all.
Farmers, right now, you're not in the field. It's the perfect time to take advantage of Tri-County Equipment's off-season service and inspection program. This program includes inspections for square and round balers, combines, utility tractors, row crop tractors, and four-wheel drive tractors. The John Deere specialists at Tri-County Equipment will come right to your farm and do on-site inspections. Call or stop in at your nearest Tri-County Equipment location for complete information. Tri-County Equipment, your locally owned John Deere dealer, with 11 locations serving Michigan farmers in Sandusky, Marlette, Bad Axe, Carroll, Burton, Lapeer, Fenton, Reese, Saginaw, Birch Run, and Auburn Hills. Visit them on the website at tricountyequipment.net and like them on Facebook.
Tri-County Equipment, we got it all.
Checking in with the weather forecast. Tonight into the overnights, cloudy with snow showers developing after the midnight hour. Winds from the southwest, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Cold temperatures, 7 to 10 degrees. For Tuesday, overcast of clouds, a few snow flurries or snow showers possible. Winds from the west, southwest, 10 to 20 miles per hour. Temperatures, 10 to 13 degrees, colder with the wind chill factored in. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy skies, very cold. Winds from the west-southwest, 10 to 20 miles per hour. Few snow flurries or snow showers possible. Air temperature, 0 to 4 degrees. And on Wednesday, cloudy skies, cold. Winds from the southwest, 10 to 25 miles per hour. Highs, 15 to 18 degrees. That's a check-in of the Sand Lake Broadcasting weather forecast.
This is the time to review your health insurance policy and make sure you have the right plan that fits your needs. And the Grant Smith Health Insurance Agency is ready to serve you. Since 1978, Grant Smith has been helping people with health insurance needs. If you or a loved one have any concerns about health insurance, make an appointment with the Grant Smith Health Insurance Agency. They're opened all year round to address any questions you might have. The Grant Smith Health Insurance Agency. Stability in these uncertain times.
Now is the time to look over your health insurance. The Grant Smith Health Insurance Agency is prepared to address your health insurance concerns for the upcoming new year. This is the time to make an appointment with Grant Smith and his staff. With their experience and training, they will show you quality protection with affordable prices. Call the Grant Smith Health Insurance Agency now. This is the agency who takes care of you.
All right, welcome back to Thumb Sports Line. Diving into the Greater Thumb West and see how that is going on. And it's coming up. All right. On top, Bad Axe Lady Hatchets, 4-0 in league play, 4-3 overall. Carroll, 4-1, 7-2 overall. Cass City, 3-1 in league play, 4-5. And Reese is right there at 2-3 and 2-8 overall. Those are your top four teams. Lakers 1-3, 3-5. USA 1-3, 1-8. Vassar 0-4, 1-7 overall. But it comes down to Bad Axe, Carroll, Cassidy. Throwing Reese that monkey wrench. We talked about this about the Carroll Tigers girls basketball team. Not a bad season after losing their top player last year.
Right, and
to graduation.
We talked about the polls earlier, and this is kind of where I wasn't really sure what to do with my poll, because first of all, a sneaky 4-0 for Bad Axe.
I
looked at the standings and I was kind of surprised by that. Not because I don't think Bad Axe is a good team, but I just, they weren't really on my radar. They quietly go 4-0 to start the season. Carroll, that was a team that started out great, and they've been playing great with a tough loss to Cass City last week. Cass City, kind of a, I don't want to say a weird team, but like you look at their schedule, it's kind of up and down. They have some nice wins. They beat Marlette earlier in the season. So Carroll with a better record than Cass City, but Cass City beat Carroll. Bad Axe 4-0. You know, where do you put them in the polls? Credit to Bad Axe. That's taking care of business.
Yeah.
Real quick, since we're talking about it, we'll run down the girls' poll.
Yes.
This week's poll.
Perfect time to do it.
Number one, Kingston. You know, they're at 8-1.
They're one loss to Goodrich.
Right. Kingston.
And Goodrich is good.
You know, Kingston probably going to stay number one for the entire season.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so.
Is there any roadblock later in the season for
them? There's a couple of, they have Lake Orion, I think.
Okay.
But I'm also, even if they lose that game, I'm not going to really, bump them down for a loss like that.
Okay.
But they do play Croslex.
Looking forward to that game.
Yeah. They got Deckerville tonight.
Yep.
Looking at number two, the Harbor Beach Pirates, 8-1. Number three, Croslex at 7-3. Sandusky moves up to number four. They're at 7-1. Carroll Tigers, they dropped to 5, so Sandusky and Carroll switched spots. Millington was one of those teams that didn't play last week.
Due to the weather,
yeah. Yep. So they're at number 6, 3-2 overall. Number 7, Bad Axe and Marlette are tied. Bad Axe 4-3, but as we mentioned, they're 4-0 in the West.
Yeah.
Marlette 6-3, coming off of a tough loss to number 4 Sandusky. Cass City at number 9, they're 4-5. 4-5, but they have some nice wins, as we mentioned. They beat Carroll. They beat Marlette. So they beat two teams that are ahead of them in the polls.
That was a big win for Cass City over Carroll last week.
Yes, it was.
34-38 win.
Yes, it was.
They got the win, got by Reese. Tough game last week on Thursday, 29-26 also. So, two good teams that was kind of up in the air for Cass City.
Yeah.
That was Carroll beating Reese 29-26.
Yes.
Excuse me, yeah.
Yep. And then rounding out the top 10, North Branch at 4-5. Deckerville received votes. Brown City received votes. Brown City received a vote. In the boys' poll, we'll run down this real quick because we've already talked about the boys. Number one, Cass City at 10-0. Millington, number two, at 5-2.
Would have done that, yep.
Harbor Beach, number three, at 9-2.
Yep.
Some might argue that they're a little bit underranked, but you can't take anything away from Millington. North Branch, number four, at 6-4. That keeps them ahead of Croslex at 6-4. That was another one. Croslex has that signature win against Imlay City, But North Branch beat Croslec. So, you know, what do you want to do there? Yeah. Number six, Caro. They're at 6-4. Number seven, Sandusky, making a move up on the list.
Impressive win.
They're number seven at 6-4. Kingston, number eight, 4-5. 4-5, but they have played a brutal schedule this year. Number nine, Bad Axe, 4-5. And rounding out the top 10, Brown City, ranked for the first time this year at 5-5. And these polls this week, there was a lot of movement. There was a lot of, you know, people weren't really sure what to do. And you could tell because there's one, two, three, four, five teams receiving votes. Reese, Lakers, Ubley, Deckerville, and Marlette. So a lot of opportunity for movement in the boys' polls. Girls' polls, I think the number one team pretty much set. The top five looking pretty solid there. But, yeah, that's just something to keep an eye on. That is done by the Thumb Sports Writers Association. We're now on Facebook if you want to get on there and tell us why our polls are wrong. And, you know, just something fun. You know, nothing to put too much stock into, but just something fun to do.
And I am going to schedule this now every week to remind me to send it in by Friday night.
That'd be good.
Because
yes.
I'm usually, I stay off Facebook for the most part on the weekend. And I don't get those messages sometimes. It'd be great to get them by via email, but, you know, it's official.
You don't check your email.
So I do a lot. You know, I have to for work-wise. So, all right. So with the Greater Thumb West, some of the games on tap will be Caro against Bad Axe. They'll be this week. That's a top game there because Bad Axe 4-0, but Carroll's 4-1 after that loss to Cass City.
Mm-hmm.
And for Cass City this week, their schedule has Reese. That's tomorrow. And then Lakers on Thursday. They'll have Bad Axe on the 23rd. As I said, Bad Axe 4-0 on top there. Bad Axe themselves in the Greater Thumb West. It's going to be a pretty wild finish, I think, here in the West for girls basketball. They have USA tomorrow. And at Carroll on the 18th, well, look at that mix. And then next week, as I said, against Cass City, and then later on, Reese. Reese themselves, they also in the mix here at Cass City tomorrow at USA on the 18th. It's kind of up for grabs. This is going to be a Wild West finish, I think, Mike.
Yeah,
for the
it always is. Yeah.
All right, so we got the Greater Thumb at West End. When we come back, we got one more league, North Central Thumb League. We already mentioned the top team, Kingston Cardinals girls basketball team. We'll see what they have on tap this week when we come back and almost wrap it up here, Sportsline. So we will be right back here on WMIC 95.3 FM and streaming online at sandlakebroadcasting.com. Click the Listen Live link.
What does better internet mean to you? Is it faster speeds, an affordable price, overall reliability, or quality customer service?
There's a reason Agra Valley Services is the better choice for internet, and it's because we stand behind our service. We have faster speeds than ever before, and our prices are affordable with no gimmicks or hidden fees. We pride ourselves on our reliability, and our friendly customer service team is there to help when needed.
For the past 25 years, Agra Valley Services has simply done it better. We treat our customers like neighbors because we're local. Plus, our selection of plans are designed to meet the demands of today's internet users. Whether you're a family or a business, located in town or out in the country.
So what are you waiting for? Make the switch to Agra Valley Services and get better internet. Call the sales team today at 888-282-4932 or go to agravalleyservices.com.
AVS now proudly offers fiber internet in the village of Ubley. Call our sales team at 888-282-4932 for affordable plans and pricing.
All right, welcome back to Thumb Sports Line, North Central Thumb League, a Stars division. We just talked about them, number one in the poll, the Kingston Cardinals girls basketball team. Deckerville is at Kingston tonight. That is underway as we speak.
Mm-hmm.
And then Kingston will host North Huron this week at Lake Orion on the 22nd competition. And then next week, this is next week, the 22nd. And then that's a road game for Kingston. And then they're at Emily City on the 24th next week. We're going to see what... Actually, I'm kind of curious how Dakerville will respond and how well they will challenge Kingston. That's going to be a... That's a key question here for Dakerville right now, because Dakerville themselves, by the way, Kingston coming off a win last week over Peck, 86-31. They laid down the wood. They took down North Branch last week also, 53-13. Tonight they have Dakerville. We're going to find out how well from Coach Kirkpatrick when he sends the report in, along with Jay Green, who does it nonstop. So shout out to him to get this in. But what do you think about this game of tonight, which is underway?
You know, it's so tough because I do think Dakerville's a really good team.
Yeah.
But Kingston is just, they're not even in the same conversation as the rest of these NCTL teams. And I know Dakerville's going to give them their best effort. And, you know, we saw the same thing with Peck. Yeah, it...
They're coming off a tough loss to Dryden, 49-42.
Yeah, and that's one, you know...
That was a Thursday night game doubleheader.
We talked about it last week with Coach... You know, Coach Kirkpatrick has said, you know, we got to win all these other Stars games, otherwise it doesn't matter when we go play Kingston.
Yeah.
Because, you know... So that kind of takes a little bit of wind out of their sails, but, you know, that's not going to take anything away from tonight's game. I know they're going to go in there and they're going to battle, and... You know, when it comes to playing Kingston, you kind of have to look at, you know, the small victories. Like, and you go back to the Peck-Kingston game, 86 is a big number. We don't usually see Kingston do that.
Yeah. Well, and then the 70 points over Dryden last week for Kingston, too.
Yeah, so. But if you're Peck, you scored 31 points against Kingston. That was after North Branch scored 13 against them. It's hard talking about NCTL Stars girls basketball because you can't compare anybody to Kingston. If you've never seen Kingston play, I would highly recommend it. They're one of the best teams in the state, and you know, it's tough because the rest of the teams, they never beat them. But that doesn't mean Peck's not good. That doesn't mean Dakerville's not good.
Yeah.
You know, Peck beat Mayville earlier last week. Dakerville beat North Huron earlier last week. But it's kind of a bummer because everyone's battling for second place in the Stars.
Right. And Mayville is playing – no, Dryden's playing Peck this week also on the 18th. Mayville and Dryden are playing tonight.
Well, and you look at Dryden. They've had a great season as well.
Yeah, 8-3 overall, 2-1.
8-3 overall. How much did they lose to Kingston by?
A lot. 70-28.
Yeah. See, Dryden's a good team.
Yeah. I want to mention the Kingston girls who are going to play Lake Orion, or Orion. That Lake Orion team is still undefeated.
Yeah. See, that'll be
a good team.
that's what Kingston wants.
Yeah.
They want to play those good teams.
So I'm just going to put that out. So, right now it's pretty much in control of the Kingston Cardinals girls basketball team. Something historic happened at Kingston.
Yes. Delaney St. George set the school record for points scored in a career, which, you know, it's with a program like that, that's really impressive because they've had a lot of great players go through that program.
What the points was?
I don't, unfortunately. I wish we had Scotty B here, but... she needed 2 points against Peck. She got that pretty quickly. It's over 1,000 points for her career. I know that. But, you know, just with the pedigree and all the great players that have gone through that program, that says a lot about Delaney St. George. But she's a four-year player for them. She's had a lot of success with them. She's been a very consistent player for them. And she's going to keep adding to that total.
All right, let's not forget about the Walker girls are also contributing to this Kingston team. This is
a strong team.
Walker had 16 points in this game.
I'm pretty sure all five starters for Kingston finished in double figures against Peck.
Yeah, so, and I think that might be in Scotty's Wednesday edition of the, maybe the story in Delaney St. George.
That'll be in
the Wednesday edition.
Yep.
So, yeah, because I don't see it in the Saturday edition. All right, moving on over to the North Central Thumb League. Stripes division, looking at that, Bay City All Saints, it should be on top as soon as it comes up here. Wait, there it is. Okay, Bay City All Saints, 2-0, 6-2 overall. Owen Gage, 1-0, 3-4. Carson Vaport-Shanlick, congrats on them getting the first win.
Yep.
over at Landmark Academy. They are 1-1, 1-5. Caseville 1-1, 1-6. Akron Fairgrove 0-3 and 1-9. All Saints on top right now at 6-2. This week, Akron Fairgrove has at Caseville tonight. They'll be hosting Ashley on the 17th. That would be a Thursday game also. The All Saints and the North Central Stripes Division, they have this week Owen Gage tonight hosting them. And then Carsonville Port Sanilac. And let's talk about the Carsonville Port Sanilac Tigers team. First-year head coach coming in, Leon Westover helping out and assisting also. Coach Richmond, who is the principal, elementary principal, and has a daughter playing on the team.
Principal of the year, I think.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, CPS kind of struggled with Akron Fairgrove's full-court press at the beginning of the game. It was 8-5 after the first quarter in favor of the Tigers. And then CPS, they figured it out.
Yeah.
They go on a 5-0 scoring run in the second quarter. And then they go on to shut out Akron Fairgrove again in the third quarter with a 6-0 run. And then they finish the game with 14 points in the fourth quarter. Just a great overall team win for CPS. And, you know, they have so many different contributors on this team. We'll run through them real quick before we wrap up the show. I know we're getting close. But Allie Richmond led the team with 10 points and 6 steals. That was her second game back from injury. We saw her in the Caseville game.
Yeah.
She's so important to this team's success, only a freshman. But that she's going to be huge having – it's going to be huge having her back. Savannah Hart, the junior, 5 points, 10 steals, and 4 rebounds.
Defender there, huh?
That's huge.
That's key.
That's key.
And I'm sure with those assists, that ball is going to Richmond after that steal.
Yes,
so,
yes, yeah. Yep. Senior, Haley Carter.
It's her first year?
I believe
basketball?
So, yes,
yeah.
Yes. I just think this is so interesting. Senior Haley Carter had 4 points, 5 rebounds, 3 steals. Eighth grader Emily Cole had 4 points, 5 steals, 4 rebounds. And that just kind of tells you this is a young
building.
CPS team, but they're building, yes.
Building it.
Yes,
yeah.
They're building it.
You remember Coach Kolakovich back in the day had to build this team up to where it was at. And those classic battles against Kingston, Impact, and Dackerville. It was a 4-team race at one point, if you remember back in the day. There,
Yep. Taylor Bobbio, 2 points, 6 steals, 6 rebounds. Kaylee Thomas, 7 rebounds. Meadow Nichols, she was back from injury, 7 rebounds, 2 steals, 2 points. Just a great win for CPS, and it's great to get that monkey off of your back, especially when you're a young team, and they've been competitive. They've been playing good basketball, but it's good to get in the win column. You know, we talked about it last week. Now you're playing the Stripes teams. You're playing the teams that are your size, and you know, this is a team that's going to keep improving.
Okay, they will have Owen Gage tomorrow night. I do believe that these games will be double headers with girls and boys with Carsonville Port Sanilac. They've been doing this in the Stripes division a lot because of the distance and, hey, it cuts down on gas for the bus ride.
Yeah.
I do like the double headers. So, yeah.
Me too. Yeah. I like them better when they're at CPS. But
okay. Yeah. All right, and that's CPS girls at Owen Gage. Good luck to them. They'll be at Bay City All Saints also. This is going to wrap up Sportsline from Sportsline. I predicted it'd probably go at 8 o'clock, but I went on a rant about the Lions winning, so
yeah,
we can excuse that. But, hey, they deserve the praise. All right, our game of the week, we'll have Thursday night. Croswell Lexington at Yale Bulldogs boys basketball, 7 p.m. pregame start. And girls on Friday, Croswell Lexington at Yale girls on Friday on WBGV 92.5 FM and streaming online at sanilacbroadcasting.com. Cliff Amy will be joining me. He wanted to see this game. I said, I've already got it down on paper. We're going to go there and check it out. So looking forward to that. Tune in to 92.5 All High School Games live on 92.5. Sportsline, of course, right here on WMIC 95.3 FM and streaming online. All stations streaming at sanilacbroadcasting.com. Thank you, Mike Gallagher.
Thank you, Eddie Fury.
Sanilac County News comes out Wednesday. Go pick it up, paper, or get your online edition. Thank you for tuning in to Thumb Sportsline. The Jesse Kelly Show's up next.
Over 50 years on the air. This is AM 660, WMIC Sandusky, and 95.3 FM, W237 EQ Sandusky.